Hi.
The Colin Mann and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Did you know that Care was awarded the Lennox 2024 Partner of the Year Award? You didn't? I read it in HVAC Illustrated. I love their swimsuit issue. So here's my new tagline for Care Heating and Cooling. Obnoxiously efficient. They don't like that, but I like it. Don't wait for your furnace or AC to crap out. Get on their care plan so you never have to worry about it. Pick up this month's HVAC Illustrated. Some tasteful nudity. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
D1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Tyler Danberg. 9 Buckeyes were named AFCA All-Americans today. On the first team, Jeremiah Smith, Caleb Downs, Arvell Reese, Caden McDonald. And on the second team, Julian Sand, Carnell Tate, Luke Montgomery, Caden Curry. Indiana head coach Kurt Cignetti repeated as AP Coach of the Year, the first in the awards history to do so. Tonight, Troy and Jacksonville State meet at 9 of the IS4S Salute to Veterans Bowl. NHL Blue Jackets host the Ducks tonight at 7. CBJ seeking its first home win over Anaheim in 8 years. Here on the Fan starting at 6:30. NFL Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes underwent ACL and LCL surgeries Monday, while the Rams have not ruled out receiver Davante Adams for Thursday's game at the Seahawks. He left Sunday's win over the Lions with a hamstring injury. NBA Cup Championship Spurs and Knicks meet in Las Vegas tonight at 8:30. This update sponsored by Whiskey War by High Bank Distillery. Drink local. Drink High Bank.
The following is intended for immature audiences only.
There's no such thing as a radio rating system.
But if there were, this show would be rated O as in.
Oh my God, this show is so stupid. These people should be in jail. Let's begin.
Good afternoon.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy. Featuring Paramount Ted.
Ted's a fun guy.
And the crazy soundboard.
Hola,
I'm Dennis Farina.
So much.
I even made just a little bit of a diagram for you.
56 and, is that correct? Walk.
You little weasel.
Turn off your brain and unzip your pants. Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. The good clean boy is not here today. Instead, I went out and got the goodest, cleanest person I could find. Former Buckeye Joshua Perry. Good to see you, my friend.
It's good to see you. I remembered how to turn the microphone on.
I know. I was very proud of you. I actually looked over and I said, oh, he's already got the light on. What a pro.
That's a win. That's my first win of the day. I'm very excited to be here with you. Been a little while since I've done a full show here, so glad to be back on the airwaves.
You've never been in this building before, right?
I've been inside the building, but never in the studios before.
Okay. Here's what you need to know about this building. The temperature can change instantly.
Okay.
From freezing to death.
Ah.
But there's no in between. There's no middle.
Okay.
Also, asbestos all around. That's not a lie. We've
Yikes.
Had people come in here, taking asbestos out, putting it in. Who the hell knows? I don't know.
Okay.
We're all going to die of black lung.
That is, I don't like that.
That guy over there, Panama Ted.
Hi, Ted.
Hello. How you doing, Joshua?
I'm good. How are you?
How you doing, Ted?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Thank you. He will keep us on our toes
okay.
for the entire show. Whatever he says goes.
Fair
yeah.
enough.
Sure. Yeah. That's how it works. Yeah.
You're the wily veteran here, Teddy.
Well, you're pretty veteran as well.
30 years.
In this business.
Yeah.
22 here.
But 30 years in the business, that's pretty veteran.
That's right.
Yes.
But I can't catch up to Teddy in the age department.
No, I'm much older than you.
Your body, though, is much younger.
Yeah, it is.
So Joshua's here for 3 hours. We got a big show today. Inside the Buckeyes coming up at 3:46. See you next Tuesday with Jen Winters at 4 o'clock. I'll tell you what, you and Jen Winters found something in common before the show. You're both obsessed with Bravo Housewives shows.
Yes, reality TV.
So I'll just step back. And then you and her can talk about who's in jail, who got silicone implants in their lips.
A lot of jail going
Why
on.
Why do they all go to jail?
It mirrors sports. Reality TV and sports are one and the same. A lot of sports figures in jail go to jail. And then they come back. And that's what happens with the reality TV stars.
Do we root for them when they come back?
I depends on what the arc is. They're mostly no for me, but there are some people where it's like, I'd like to see redemption.
Who's the one from New Jersey that went to jail? She has no forehead. What's her name?
Oh, Teresa Giudice.
Yes. Yeah. She went to jail. Yes. She out now?
She's out. She's been out for a little while. Her husband went to jail as well. They had a whole like tax fraud and basically kind of laundering money there. They had some bad loans that they took out as well. And his paperwork when his family came here wasn't right. So they sent him on his way. He's not in the States anymore.
Oh, he's not? Yeah. They're not married anymore?
I think they're still married.
Oh.
It's a whole thing.
See, this is why you're here.
Yes.
We got rapid fire coming up at 4:30. Game show in the 5 o'clock hour. Now, normally, Timmy handles the game, but Ted has taken on the game show today. What are we doing, Teddy?
Well, I decided that I would play some quotes from Christmas movies for you guys. So okay. I got some clips from different Christmas movies, and I'll play them, and then you guys see if you can recognize them.
Joshua, favorite Christmas movie of all time?
I'm somewhere in between Home Alone and the second Grinch movie that came out.
What's the second Grinch?
The Jim Carrey one.
Oh, the Jim Carrey one.
Not the original cartoon one.
Not the cartoon one?
I like the cartoon one, but it's not.
The Jim Carrey one sort of creeps me out a little bit.
I like it because it made the Grinch the hero in a lot of ways, and I think that's true.
I understand that. Here's the thing I have. Have you seen Wicked?
No, I have not.
Okay. My wife and daughter are obsessed with Wicked.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what? I'm stupid. I said, what is it about? She goes, oh, it's about the Wicked Witch and her origin story and how she's not really wicked. And there were all things that led into her being this way. And I said, well, I mean, we can really make that case about every single villain in society.
Sure.
I mean, I'm waiting for Osama bin Laden, the musical.
It's called a villain origin story for a reason, right? Like, this is, how did they become the way that they are? And people might be, but these characters aren't typically just born into the world and they're like, I want to be evil. Somebody makes them that way or something.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But do we have to have song and dance around the whole thing?
I think it enhances the storyline.
You like musicals?
I can take them or leave them. You know, it's not like I have to go, but I will. I'm a classy man.
I think you and I need to get into one of Maurice Hall's Christmas movies.
We can do that. I think we could.
What would the storyline be?
Similar. My wife calls me the Grinch, so it would have to be about a, you know, curmudgeonly Scrooge type of guy who's always fretting. The reason she calls me that, by the way, I think is a little bit unfair. She puts the Christmas tree up the day after Halloween, November 1st, Christmas tree. And we have about five of them in the house. To me, we're skipping over Thanksgiving. So all I want to do is be thankful. And now I'm a bad person.
You're scratching me where I itch.
All right.
I have a rule in the house. Day after Thanksgiving is when all the Christmas stuff can go.
Yes.
Up. Because I feel like we've made Thanksgiving Christmas part one, and it's lost its identity.
I agree.
I believe Thanksgiving is the true American holiday.
Sure.
It's getting together.
Yes.
It's sharing what you have with others. Now,
yes.
It didn't end well for the Pilgrims and the Indians, right?
Yeah, we don't have to.
But we don't have to talk about that for that one day.
We can be thankful.
They were all Americans together.
Sure.
They were sharing in the love, and now we've ruined that holiday. My mother-in-law had her Christmas tree up, I crap you not, on October 20th.
See, we're a little bit too far gone as a society. We can't let that go. I think we have to call out bad behavior, right? Like, why should we reward bad behavior?
I'm with you.
You know? So, I'm out on it. And that's why, again, I am the Scrooge. And I'm also against consumer Christmas as well. I think that we have been roped in to spending all of our money. Got to get you a gift, got to get everybody a gift, got to send out all the Christmas cards, which I do enjoy the Christmas cards, but the idea that my wallet is tied to Christmas now is a little bit of a, it bothers me.
I'll tell you what, we will get in one of those Christmas movies.
Yeah, we will.
we'll get in one. It's writing itself. It's practically writing itself.
This is
Common Man and Joshua Perry star in The Real Christmas.
We should do it, honestly. And I think it's a message that needs to be heard by the people.
This is why you're here.
Yes, it is.
All right, we got game show at 5:30, Christmas movie stuff. So you're working for NBC.
Yeah.
During the football season. So what are you doing non-football season? Just hanging out with me?
I got pushed out of the home because my wife said that you don't get to just work 15 weekends and think that that's okay.
That sounds about right.
I think it's fair. I don't disagree with her on that. So during the off season, it is a lot of professional development, if you will. I watched probably too much game tape from the year before, during the spring, I try to get out on campus and see some of the teams run around, you know, media days in the summer. So it's a little bit of a cycle, but a lot of the days are like, you know, get up, run around with the children, and then try to figure out what I'm going to do to be better professionally. And so I'm glad
And so you decided on this today?
I'm glad that I was invited in here I could get some more media reps.
The word professional in this show don't normally go hand in hand.
I think you're a pretty professional guy.
Maybe you can get me out of my shell a little bit. I'm a little shy.
Oh, a little shy. You are.
just a little shy. How old are the kids, by the way?
20 months and just about 4 months old.
Oh, my
God. We're in it.
You are in it.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, it's great is that they'll grow up and then they'll get just old enough where they start to get mouthy with you.
Mm.
And then you'll say, remember when they couldn't talk?
Oh,
that was fun.
The 20 month old, my son, James, takes after me. And that means that he runs his mouth all day long. I never shut up. That, as a kid, that was the thing my parents always said. They're like, oh, you found your chosen profession because you get to talk
first. Yes, this career suits you.
Yes. Well, he runs his mouth, like wakes up in the morning and immediately is just talking. And now he is a little bit mouthy. He heard shut up one time, won't stop saying it. And we'll say it in context now. And so we've got problems.
You have to applaud him for that, though.
He's a sharp kid.
At least he's got timing.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Nothing's going to throw him for a loop.
Well, that's the hard part. You know this, but You want to discipline. You have to show your children the way. Sometimes he's just funny.
That's exactly right. And then my wife says, well, don't laugh at her and encourage her. But at the same time, she earned the laugh.
Right. Like, what do you want me to do?
I'm going
to
give her the laugh.
Like, I'm trying to hold it in. He is genuinely just funny.
We're going to talk a lot of Buckeye football. The Buckeyes earned a lot of All-Americans on the roster. We'll talk about that next. Joshua Perry's here. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You should avoid Johnstown Road between Thompson Road and Southfield Road. That is currently closed due to a vehicle fire. And we've got some slowdown on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between US 23 and 71. This report is sponsored by Macy's Backstage. Macy's Backstage is a whole department inside your Macy's store where you can find last-minute gifts for everyone on your list. All for under $20. With new arrivals every day, you never know what amazing deals you'll find. Don't wait. Find a location at macysbackstage.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Rothman and Ice every Thursday at 2:30 for Gold Jacket Thursday.
Presented by the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
A new Hall of Famer joins the show every week. But not OJ, because he's dead and probably a murderer. The Fan.
Hello, it's
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Lots of sunshine in the forecast today and warmer with lighter winds as daytime highs get into the mid-30s. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies with lows in the upper 20s, but we will have breezy winds, so there will be a bit of a wind chill. Continuing into Wednesday, however, Wednesday will have a mix of sun and clouds with highs getting up near 40. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
A show with copious amounts of fart sounds. Emphasis on copious.
Oh no, I get a fart, but I don't know which way to lean.
This is Man and Timmy.
Timmy's out today. He said his son is in some sort of Christmas pageant.
I like that.
I like to think it's a beauty pageant.
That's interesting.
That his 14-year-old son is taking part, bucking the system.
He's raising a young Renaissance man.
He's Mr. Hilliard.
And I have no problem with that.
Joshua Perry is with me today. We got a lot of Buckeye stuff to talk about. 8 Buckeyes earn AP All-American honors, including 4 first-teamers. Jeremiah Smith, Caden McDonald, Arvell Reese, Caleb Downs. All the first-teamers. No problem with that, I assume?
I think they got it right. I think they got it right. Here's the thing that I'll say, because we'll go down the list and you'll see a couple more guys on the defensive side there. I actually saw Ryan Day last week and remarked to him that there's no shot I would have ever played at Ohio State if I had to play with these guys. They're too damn good.
Titus said that too.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised because you guys aren't very humble.
Well, I think I'm actually a bit more humble than Tyvus is.
Tyvus is
a little
not
over
humble.
The top. Yeah.
He thinks he can go out and cover someone right now.
Dude, he said that one Monday when I joined them. And I'm like, Tyvus, I see what you look like right now. And that's not what you looked like a decade ago.
It's been progressive with him. He doesn't realize how big his ass has gotten. You know?
It's got a little bubble back there.
It sneaks up on you. But he's got the new hair now and he's feeling good about himself.
Oh, he's feeling great about himself. But this, I mean, when I was at the peak of my powers, I'm not exactly sure that I would have been able to make it on the field. These guys are very talented. Arvell is an alien. I've not seen a guy quite like him. And you can watch the clips that are out there where he'll chuck a guy on the line of scrimmage one play, and then he'll be chasing somebody on a route and just close him down.
And he sort of came out of nowhere, didn't he?
He did. And now, people said, hey, watch out for this guy, Arvell.
Right.
But nobody expects you to just step on the field and immediately become an All-American. And that's exactly what he did. It's ridiculous. And then Sonny, who is on this list too, as a second teamer, I mean, just been consistent his whole career and then takes a huge step this year. I was watching clips from the Big Ten championship game. Buckeyes lost. Might have been his best game.
Yeah.
I mean, hasn't missed a tackle all year. What do you do about that? You know, like, that's part of the reason why they're favored to win the whole thing right now, is because you got 8 guys on this list, and a few of them are aliens that nobody else possesses in college football. They don't have guys like that.
Well, you know what I find is interesting and infuriating when you're watching the game, and I'm sure it's infuriating for them too, is that this defense has been so good mm-hmm. all season long. And they are multiple times during the game blatantly getting held.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you never get those calls if you're an Ohio State defensive lineman, ever.
It's like watching LeBron, where he's going through the paint and clearly gets fouled, but because he is as big and as athletic and as strong as he is, like, it just doesn't look as severe as if you fouled Steph Curry in the paint,
yeah.
where he's just going to be flying across the floor. And that's these guys. Like, it's obvious, and the officiating is out of control when you don't call some of them. The clip of Kenyatta getting tackled by two guys is the one that stands out. Like,
and that was
a huge
third down play.
It was a huge third down play. But it's been like this all year. Like, there was a Twitter account out there that was tracking the number of stats or number of snaps that went by between holding calls on the Ohio State defense, right? And part of it is like, I don't know, was it a hold? Like, he ran by him so fast. Like, I couldn't even see it. And it's like, you're an official. You should be able to see those things.
There are some fans where it's, you know, oh, you're just a bunch of homers and looking for this. Look, when they call pass interference on Igbinosin,
right.
I pretty much salute him and say, he's always handsy. But no, I don't think how a logical person can't watch this defense and say they're getting held on every damn play.
Well, now, the flip side of that is, If I'm coaching the opposing offensive line, what do you think I'm saying in the meeting room during the week? Hold these guys.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
They're not going to call it.
Right.
And if they do, we'll take the chance on it. But don't get our quarterback murdered because you can't block him anyway. You might as well just grab him.
Caleb Downs is another guy on this list. And we've heard all year long, and that's sort of been the talking point, especially with the national broadcasters, is, oh, he could be the smartest guy, IQ-wise, and with football. Who was that guy that you played with where you could just look at him and you knew exactly what everybody was supposed to do because he knew what he was doing?
It's a really good question. I can say that there wasn't anybody to the level of Caleb Downs. I think he's on a different plane when it comes to his ability to see and process a game. And he does it from multiple spots on the defense. It's him and Arvell, Caleb and Arvell, are the reason why that defense was able to be so multiple this year. Von Bell who played safety next to Tyvus, was very underrated in his ability to make sure that guys got into their adjustments. And if they weren't in the right spot, he could help make up for the error that happened in front of him. And part of playing the safety position is like, and I did it at linebacker, Joey Bosa playing D-line was never where he was supposed to be. So I'm over here trying to figure out what's Joey going to do so I can replace where he's got to be. Right. Vaughn was very much that guy in the back end of our defense. And it was important that he had that ability to see things unfold and just naturally know where to fit into the picture.
So you buy into what Caleb Downs is bringing to this Buckeye defense from
100%.
From a football intelligence standpoint.
The people online who were like, oh, I don't know how he could win the Thorpe Award this year. Look at his stats. That bothered me so bad.
Right.
Like so many of these awards have become stat awards anyway. Watch the defense and watch how it morphs because of what Caleb's supposed to do. Watch the way that people intentionally don't go to where he's at, right? Like that to me is as big a compliment as anything, where teams are saying there's a guy on defense that we have to specifically game plan for,
and he's moving all around the field,
right? That does not happen all the time. Like you might have a pass rusher where you're like, you know, we got to chip him, we got to double team, whatever the case is. That happens. To say that there is a safety that you have to be aware of on every single snap, because if you're not, he will ruin your day, that's a huge compliment.
Jeremiah Smith also first team. I mean, who's going to argue with that?
Well, the people who would say that Mekhi Lemon's a better wide receiver would argue.
Okay. Again, what are we looking at?
It's the thing.
People watch these games,
they
Joshua?
Do. And I think the funny part about it is, not, I don't vote on any of these awards nationally, which is something that bothers me, but I know people who do. And the voter groups overlap, but they're not all the same. But there were some people who will tell you that Jeremiah was the wide receiver of the year in the Big Ten that also looked at the Biletnikoff and said that the stats may be factored in more than what they thought of Jeremiah as a player, right? Like this is the idea of who's a better player versus who maybe had more impact for their team versus who had the better stats. And that's the problem with the mentality of voting. The Heisman.
There's no clear criteria.
There isn't. Right. The Heisman's become a moments award.
Correct.
Right. So we say coming back against a 3-6 team in the fourth quarter on a 2-minute drive is a moment. Throwing a third down pass when the wide receiver routed up the DB to seal a game is a moment. Right. That's how people talk themselves into making the decisions that they do. Whereas you or I can look at Jeremiah and can see all the one-handed catches and can see him running past dudes and see him just being as physical as can be at that position and say that there's not another one like him in the country. So he should be the best wide
receiver. When they're game planning for him.
Yes.
They're trying to take the ball out of his hands and 100%. He makes it impossible.
It's an interesting thing, but people have talked themselves out of going with the best player for other reasons that, you know, how did they impact the team or whatever the case is.
You know what I find interesting too? And it's, I don't know if it's a Ryan Day thing or if it's just credit to these guys, but you know, last year, Travion Henderson's here, Quinshon Judkins comes in. And when we first heard that Judkins was coming in, I said, well, there's no way Travion Henderson's going to stay here. It's just not going to happen. And he did. And they shared time and we didn't hear a damn peep out of either of them. Yep. And with the wide receivers this year, you know, Brandon Innes can say, well, I'm here too. No, we don't hear a damn peep from any of these guys. And I don't know if it's just credit to their high school coaches or credit to Ryan Day and his staff for making sure everybody's on the same damn page.
I think Ohio State has the ability to uniquely sell to recruits and players. If you come here, you'll get developed, you'll be an NFL guy, mm-hmm. which a lot of people can say. But they also have this legitimate ability to say that every single year we are in the mix for a national title. And this goes back to when I was playing there at Ohio State. Like every single year you can win the biggest prize in the sport. And I think all of that resonates. And so if you're Travion Henderson, you're probably like, okay, we bring in another back. I'm still going to get my touches. I'm also going to be healthy, so I'm not going to be as banged up for when I get into the league. And I feel like my development up to this point has been good enough that I'm fully trust that they're going to have me ready by the end
but
of the
I'm
year.
But I'm sure the portal is tempting you, though, because a guy like him
it's
can jump in and get himself some good
tempting,
cash.
But these guys have become really bought in because there's proof of concept. I think a lot of other schools try to sell similar things. And then you look, and it's like, okay, where's the proof? And coach is like, you're the guy. Like, you're our template. I don't want to be the template.
Yeah.
I'm not an experiment. I want to see that you guys know what the hell you're talking about. And clearly they do over there at the Woody.
Dylan Rayola figured that out, I guess.
Buddy, that is a hell of a deal.
That sounds like you have more to say about that.
I've got some things
to say. All right, we're going to talk about that later on. Ryan Day making some changes to his coaching staff coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some holdup due to an accident that's on westbound 161 at Forest Hills Boulevard. And there's also some slower traffic on westbound 70 downtown between Livingston Avenue and the 71 West Split. This report is sponsored by SuperSure. Do you own a small business? You need to hear this. A seismic shift is coming. It's time to get SuperSure. Not kind of sure, not pretty sure, not a little sure, but SuperSure. The seismic shift is coming, SuperSure. Coming soon. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man is one soiled bedsheet away from being Jeff Remmer's legal guardian. This is Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click. Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Timmy is out today. Joshua Perry, former Buckeye, current NBC superstar, is here with
Superstar
me.
Superstar is so aggressive.
Well, I can see the future. I see big things in your future.
Well, I appreciate that, but Superstar, I think we got to tone it down a little bit.
I think we need to get you, because you're obsessed with The Real Housewives, and that is an NBC property. That's a Bravo thing. We need to get you like a podcast or a Peacock show.
I would love to.
You and Teresa Giudice.
Yeah, we could do that. Now, I don't know. I don't know if me and her would get along.
It's called Flipping Tables.
Flipping Tables. Have you've seen, obviously, the table flip.
I've seen it.
Legendary. Legendary stuff.
See, I watch stuff like that, though. Like, my wife watches it all. And she used to rope me in to watch it. And she'd watch that and Jersey Shore. And I'm watching that and I'm saying to myself, everybody thinks Italians are these people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. These are just the brats of the universe. They're sure. So gaudy.
Yep.
They're full of themselves. And I'm only half of those things.
Yeah. I feel a similar way when I'm watching like Love and Hip Hop. So I kind of resonate with that.
You're not wearing the big Flava Flav clocks.
That is not me.
We have some changes on Ohio State's coaching staff. So Ohio State assistant defensive line coach Tony Washington Jr. has accepted a job with Kentucky to be their defensive end and outside linebackers coach. Also, Marcus Johnson, assistant offensive line coach, is going to Arkansas to be their something coach. This is what happens. Look, assistant coaches, coordinators, they're going to leave. If your program is good, other coaches want to come in and poach your talent. Mm-hmm. If that continues to happen, that means that your program is having success.
No doubt. No doubt. It's unique to watch, too. The couple guys that you mentioned there, like, part of this to me is the amount of resources that Ohio State is committed to support staff outside of just the main assistant coaches. And these guys are going basically from being, you know, assistant offensive line, you know, assistant whatever, to now full-time on-field coaches
right.
at other programs. Like, again, this is how you get to be one of the most consistent programs. I remember a guy was telling me this story, and it was half joking and half not. This was before they had the unlimited coaches rule. They said Saban had so many analysts that basically every player had a coach.
I believe that.
Right. And you see the results of what he was able to do down there. Like the, I would go in on a Monday and I would want to watch tape, and it would be like me and Curtis Grant and Cam Williams, a couple of the other linebackers. And so we'd go in there and Coach Fickell was doing his deal, working on the game plan. So we're basically hoping that a GA is free so we can watch the tape with the GA at that point. Otherwise it's self-guided and like we might be screwed up because we don't know what's going in the game plan for the week. It's not a problem anymore because they just have a million guys around the way. Right. And so you're just like, oh, somebody has to be around. And that's how players are able to get better and able to learn a new defense over the course of an offseason that's got a lot of layers to it. Back in the day, we couldn't have done that just because we didn't have enough people around the building.
A few guys that you played with migrated into coaching. Was that anything you ever thought about doing, or was broadcasting sort of the thing for you?
Neither was the thing for me. I'll say this. I think coaches are sick people. I love them to death, but 18-hour days.
You're preaching to the choir, buddy. Like, I've never met a normal one.
Yeah. I give them a ton of credit for wanting to do that. My wife would have been like, okay, if you want to be a coach, that's perfectly fine, but me and you don't get to go together anymore. So I had considered it. It's not a part of my journey. When I was done playing ball, I thought I was just going to go out and sell real estate and like have a, you know, my face on a bus stop bench or something like, hey, buy from Joshua. And I started off doing that and got behind a microphone and ended up falling in love with it. So to answer your question, I was going to be a not sports guy when I was done with sports, and I'm a sports guy now.
Well, we've sucked you in.
Yes.
And now there's no going back.
I have been sucked.
If you say so. Michigan, of course, is going through their whole little thing with Sherrone Moore. I mean, I don't know how to bring that up. I don't know how to transition.
That is a transition.
Speaking of, I've been sucked. He's been something. Maybe it starts with an F and rhymes with that. Okay. I mean, he seems to have lost everything. First of all, before we dive into, you know, what does that program look like moving forward? Who do they think about hiring? Give me your thoughts on that entire situation and how that went down.
So it's an interesting thing because there are a lot of people who are like, oh, you know, I've been hearing things since September. And right, we knew this was coming. And if you had credible sources that were telling you that and you waited before you said anything, I think that's a little bit crazy as somebody who's in media. Like if it's credible and you believe that. Now, if you're just trying to be like, oh, yeah, I'm in the know, then that's a different thing.
So, I had the same thought about the administration. Where they said, oh, we investigated it and she denied it. So what are you going to do? Well, if you have enough people saying it, you really need her to give you the okay?
It's the hard part, though, because part of this was, if we're going to get rid of this guy, we want to make sure we don't have to pay the buyout. So we need evidence. We need a smoking gun. And it's a personnel matter. I know universities get a little bit weird about that, whatever the case is. It's crazy that Sherrone Moore would do that in the first place, because University of Michigan's president a couple years ago got canned for the same thing.
Right.
So you know that. It's in your bylaws. You're not supposed to do that. Obviously the money, obviously the program, all the different things that are going on there. It is insane to me. And if I was a player in that locker room, I genuinely don't know how I would feel in that situation. I looked at coaches, and I know people aren't perfect, but like I looked at them as a model of how I wanted to be. And then it's like, well, the guy who I put my trust in for the last handful of years, the guy who was telling me about character and morals, is obviously an immoral person. I would feel a way about that.
Well, and we always talk about life lessons, and I make the joke, you know, if a coach is doing really, really well, then he's a professional coach. Mm-hmm. If he's not doing really well, all of a sudden he's just a glorified guidance counselor.
Sure.
You know, but there is an element of preaching self-control,
right,
not just off the field, but on the field, making sure you're where you're supposed to be, taking care of the guy next to you, right? Don't get that stupid 15-yard penalty. Don't make the show all about you. And here you have a coach now that's made the show all about him. I don't see how anybody in that locker room can't feel disrespected and let down by that.
I would. It would be one of the first reactions. And I'm sure that these guys are trying to process through this and figure out where exactly they land. You know, I feel disrespected. I've heard some of the reports that guys say that they feel betrayed about what went on. And I think all of that's natural. But to your point, coaches tell you all of the things so you can stay out of trouble. One of the conversations that they have is how you behave with young ladies on campus, like things that can be issues and obstacles for you when dealing with women in relationships. And then you're having a side relationship with the woman in the office.
Who's like, answering your phones?
Yeah, let me just go ahead. You sign this release for me. Like, I'm out of here. That would be probably where I would get to off of that, because when you're trying to build culture and you're trying to build trust and character within a team, you have to do it through your personal connection and being exactly what you tell the team they're supposed to be. And now I can't trust that they're going to do that. The last guy before Sharon couldn't do that.
I was going to say, let's talk about culture. Is everything broken there?
It looks like it. I mean, they're investigating the whole athletic department right now. I don't know if you get on Twitter. The Regents are beefing on Twitter right now. They're feeding
with each other.
Yes. And they're feeding stories to different people to put them out. Tom Mars, the attorney who was working for Jim Harbaugh, has like put out text messages that were sent privately from some of the Regents, basically saying that they're infighting. And there was a conspiracy to get Harbaugh to move on before word was ready for him to. It's a mess up there. Like, there's no other way to really characterize it other than a mess. And part of this to me feels like they need a full reset. That's a reset with the coach, which they're going to get. Word Manuel, I don't know how he can survive this. And then I think that they would probably want to look at some of the Regents who are now implicated on social media of this infighting that's going on, and assess who the actual leadership of the university is.
Well, that's the thing I want to talk about a little bit later, is that on paper, you know, when this job comes open, it's a sexy job.
It is.
But with everything sort of circling around this program right now, you know, who winds up taking this job?
I'll put it like this. So I think Michigan's got an interim university president as well. LSU had the interim president. They fired the athletic director, and they had the governor of Louisiana say that Donald Trump was going to pick the next coach. And Lane Kiffin could not wait to leave his team that was going to the college football playoffs to go over there. So if you feel like Michigan is well resourced enough and you like the path to the college football playoff and you think you can
recruit there. There's only one Lane Kiffin, though.
There's only one Lane Kiffin, but I think a lot of these guys are still looking at Michigan and saying, it's Michigan.
We're going to do Inside the Buckeyes coming up next. Normally, Timmy dazzles us with news and notes, but I want you, Joshua, to dazzle us with some unsung heroes from this Buckeye football team. Guys that we don't talk about enough.
All right.
Coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
There's a couple-minute delay on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and 71. You're also looking at a couple-minute slowdown on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by franklincrisiscare.org. Are you or someone you know feeling overwhelmed by a mental health or addiction crisis? The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Learn more at franklincrisiscare.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Tybus. I need you to know how happy I am to see that man get fired.
He cares about no one's family.
Clearly he knows. What, is his family not getting SNAP benefits now because of this?
T-Bone and Tybus Mornings on the Fan is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
This is Ryan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. with arms wide open. The way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with CARE. CARE Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Right Way Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
The number one pizza expert and the number four college basketball expert at the radio station.
Just from looking at your clothes and weight, I can tell you all watch a lot of free network television.
This is Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. Timmy's not here. Joshua Perry's with me. We start things off tomorrow morning. T-Bone and Tyvis, guy that you know. At 7:30 tomorrow morning, they do a segment called Ask Tyvis Anything.
Oh, boy.
If you could ask Tyvis anything.
I can't put me on the spot with that.
What would it be?
Tyvis is an open book. And I feel like I've asked him plenty. I would ask Tyvis what his true weight is right now. And the reason why, I talked about this on yesterday, actually, when I was on there. Tyvis is the plate police. We went out to dinner on Friday, and he's looking at everybody's plate, commenting about what they have to eat. Oh, you have this. That's not diet food. I thought you were trying to do whatever.
No, that's the worst.
Hold on. So he had a three-part meal. It was a sandwich, and then he had a Caesar salad, which we know Caesar dressing is not health food, and cream of chicken soup. And I'm like, brother, you are not on a diet right now either. He had strawberry lemonade. He got the Oreo cheesecake. Like,
he keeps talking about this diet that he's
on. It doesn't exist.
But he keeps adding
I remember when he was doing the shtick that he doesn't eat bread with you guys.
Oh, my God, with the bread.
Yeah, I know, and I know you love bread.
Well, I do love bread, and look, it's not that. There are plenty of people out there who don't eat bread.
Sure.
And it works for them.
Yeah.
Because they cut out all carbs.
Right.
He would not eat bread and then go have a Twix bar and wonder why his ass would get bigger.
So I got to tell you, I love French fries. I could eat them every single day. I ate French fries before I came here. Went to the gym, stopped at Bojangles, got Cajun fries on the way home.
Look at you.
But there's this thing called balance, right? And so I think you can do both. Me, I would never claim to be cutting out French fries or bread. I enjoy eating those things. It's just other things I like to minimize in my life.
This thing, this balance that you talk about,
mm-hmm.
Can I achieve it?
You can, if you can put your mind to it. You can do it.
Okay. All right. I want to talk later about your ultimate cheat meal.
Okay.
Right? So start thinking about that. And in this scenario, you are in your soft clothes.
Okay.
All right. And you have easy access to a bathroom.
So soft clothes is interesting for me. I am a fan of napping in my denim jeans.
Really?
I have a pair of napping jeans specifically.
That's a different conversation.
This is a real thing. Yes.
All right. We're going to do Inside the Buckeyes, and we'll talk about Tyvis's cheat meal. Hit it.
Common Man and Timmy present Inside the Buckeyes.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
But I know I just called you Tyvis.
It's okay.
I want you to punch me right in the sack.
Stop it now.
Tyvis is the one that works with the skinhead in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Oh, by the way, Inside the Buckeyes, I just saw that Brian Hartline is taking Tim Beck with him.
Yes.
As his offensive coordinator.
Tim Beck called plays in 2015, my last year, and I think 16 as well, before going off to other parts of his career, just was let go at Coastal Carolina. Great guy.
Yeah.
I think it's important for Brian Hartline to have a head coach on his staff, too.
That's an interesting hire.
It's interesting, but I think there's some value to it.
Teddy's making a diarrhea face over there. You okay?
We were talking about 2015 earlier. And
we were.
There was a game that the offense didn't look very good.
I don't remember that game. All right, man. So we talked about, you know, first team All-Americans on this team. And look, they're huge names. They're going to make a lot of money on Sundays. I want to know from you, as you watch this Buckeye team all season long, give me a couple names. Guys that we don't talk about maybe as much as we should, but are very important to the success of this team.
So I think one of the guys is actually one of the All-Americans. I was glad to see he got the recognition. Cade McDonald, to me, it's always dudes in the trenches that never get enough credit when it comes to talking about why a team is so good. When I'm trying to build my ideal defense, I want to build things from front to back and then from inside out, right? So build a great D-line. You want to make sure you're strong in the middle at the linebacker position. Get your secondary in there, but you want the middle of the defense to also be strong from your tackles, your middle linebacker, to your middle field safety. And when you have a dude who can just go in there and ragdoll offensive linemen, he can withstand the double teams. He's got really good movement skill for as big as he is. He allows those linebackers to run and flow. Maybe not the most dynamic pass rusher, but you can count on him in those situations. I don't think you can talk about a guy like that enough. And so even though he's getting the recognition nationally, I feel like he needs to be a larger part of the conversation. The other place I would take this, left side of the offensive line. Again, trenches matter to me.
We just saw it in the Big Ten Championship.
It felt like all year, running behind one side of that line felt a little bit easier than the other. Pass protecting on one side of that line felt a little bit better than on the other. And for those guys, when we don't know them by name, and I'm talking Austin Sereveld, and I'm talking Luke Montgomery, right? Two guys that should be household names, but the fact that we don't know them is probably a good
thing. They're doing their job.
Because you only know the offensive linemen when you're complaining about them.
Or your Orlando Pace.
Well, yes.
There's the exceptional
offensive line, yes.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. No, and that's kind of where I'm at with these guys. I think this break that the Buckeyes have before they play again is going to be really important for that group specifically. Because Indiana did expose some of the weaknesses. One thing Indiana did really well with their defensive line is they move. Guys are on the move all the time. It's twists. It's stunts. It's simulated pressure where they're dropping out defensive linemen and bringing guys from depth. Ohio State didn't handle the movement very well. And so I think part of the how do we prep for an opponent we don't know today, you can do drills on that. And then once you figure out who you're getting ready to play, you got to lock in because either one of those teams in Miami or A&M, they've got some guys who can hurt you.
Because this Ohio State team has been so good at in-game adjustments this season, are you surprised they could not figure it out in that Big Ten championship game?
So I think there are two parts of this to me. Is yes, a little bit, but also I think we still think about Indiana as the old Indiana. Like, they're the number one team today for a reason. They're that good. The problem wasn't the fact that the offensive line couldn't get it figured out. The problem was, to me, that you let Indiana off the hook twice when you got into the red zone and didn't score. Like, that is how you can lose a football game. And so I think the biggest adjustment in terms of coaching and scheme, when we get into that part of the field, we got to have some plays dialed up where we know we can score.
You also buy into the, you know, you'd rather be playing in the first round than have the bye, like we saw last year. But he had the bye, lost.
It means nothing to me.
I agree with you.
Oregon had the same amount of time off, essentially, as Ohio State did, because Ohio State didn't play in conference championship weekend. Right. So they played a week earlier for the start of the playoffs. Oregon played a week later in the regular season, delayed their playoff start. The layoff means nothing to me. It's, do you have a mature group of players and do you have a coaching staff that knows what the hell they're doing, getting those guys ready with some extra time?
See you next Tuesday with our behind the scenes gal, Jen Winters. What's going on behind the scenes here at The Fan? And more importantly, Jen and Joshua want to talk about Bravo TV shows. And I'm just going to get out of the way as they talk about it. That's coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Slow on eastbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and 33. And you're looking at a 5-minute delay on eastbound 33 between 270 and Bixby Road on the east outer belt. This report is sponsored by Macy's Backstage. Macy's Backstage is a whole department inside your Macy's store where you can find last-minute gifts for everyone on your list. All for under $20. With new arrivals every day, you never know what amazing deals you'll find. Don't wait. Find a location at macysbackstage.com. I'm Nicole. For 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face. as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Blasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Danberg. Four Buckeyes were named Consensus All-Americans as Jeremiah Smith, Arvell Reese, Caleb Downs, and Kaden McDonald were named first-team AFC All-Americans. Center Carson Hinsman, as well as Powell native and Indiana offensive lineman Carter Smith, earned first-team honors. While he remains as Ohio State's offensive coordinator, South Florida head coach Brian Hartline continues to build his staff. On Three reported Hartline is expected to hire former Buckeyes offensive coordinator Tim Beck as his OC. NHL Blue Jackets look to snap a five-game skid when they host the Ducks tonight at 7. Former Alabama football coach Nick Saban purchased minority stake in the Predators. Nashville's majority owner is former Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam, brother of Browns owner Jimmy Haslam. This update sponsored by the Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Drain, Heating, and Cooling, together to serve you better. Scheduled today at thewaterworks.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
We interrupt Office Ping Pong to bring you an immature radio show.
Oh, yeah.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Timmy's out today. Joshua Perry, former Buckeyes, with me. And look who else is here. It's Tuesday. So it's time for See You Next Tuesday. Now, normally we play a little song for Jen Winters as she comes in here. But special request from Joshua Perry today.
This is how we do it.
A little Montel Jordan.
I love it.
It's awesome.
You guys were talking about how you both went to Boys to Men concerts.
Yeah, I saw Boys to Men. It was at Polaris. Montel Jordan opened, and then Mary J. Blige.
What year?
94.
That was the heyday.
Yeah,
that
94.
Was when the good music was out. I was born in 94, so, you know, like, whatever. Probably a little bit too young for all of this. This is all I listen to.
No, it's
this,
fine.
Now this is all you listen to?
90s R&B, I think, is one of the best genres of music.
Period.
Period. I just want to live in the 90s again. I lived it. I loved it. Please take me back. Please.
You guys also found something else in common.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Where, you know, Jen, you always try and talk to me about like the Bravo shows, like the Housewives shows, and I can't interact with you. But now Joshua's here.
I know.
And he's obsessed with all this stuff to the point where, Joshua, you told me. Because usually it's, you know, you begrudgingly sit there because your wife wants to watch it, and then it grows on you. Mm-hmm. You got her into it.
I had to rope her in. We started dating in 2016, and that was when I first started really getting into the Bravo shows. And I would just be watching, and she's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm watching my stories, basically." and so she started joining, and of course, like, she is all in for the mess, and so here we are.
It's great. Well, and actually, when you guys came in here to go on air, I kind of pitched an idea to Matty Ice and to Colin, Evil Bald Colin. They both are huge Bravo people.
Oh, they watch
that? Oh, I didn't know this.
And so I said, what we need to do is come up with a podcast where the four of us talk all this reality, and then as a palate cleanser, as we go from one show to another, we throw in a little bit of sports.
I keep telling people, I think sports and reality TV are just about the same
thing.
They
go hand in hand.
It's storylines, it's drama, it's messy people trying to not be messy at times. Like, who doesn't love that?
Now, let me ask you a question, though. Do you like getting involved in the drama, if there's drama in your life, or you just like to observe
the drama?
This
is why I watch the reality television, is I can consume the drama without being in it.
Exactly.
I don't need to be in it.
No.
So you don't crave the drama. See, Jen over here, she craves the drama.
I like to create the drama and then walk away.
All right,
that's
so
what I like to
who
do.
Who are your favorite housewives?
I love, and you just got to meet her, and I am so jealous, Heather Gay from the Salt Lake City Housewives.
Yes.
She is, I love her so much.
Now, the Salt Lake City Housewives, is this all like LDS people?
But it's like Heather Gay left the church, and she's got her own series about, and it's called Surviving Mormonism.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she's written books about being in the church and leaving the church. And then Whitney is another person who has actively left the church. There are a couple people who they call Mormon light, but they don't follow the religion.
So for the
whatsoever.
Most part, these are heathens.
They're very,
All right.
Yeah.
But
it's Mormon adjacent.
Yeah. And so like, Heather Gay and Whitney, those are my two girls from Salt Lake City. And
Heather's a sweetheart.
Yeah. And I love the OG Kyle Richards from Beverly Hills.
I'm out on Kyle Richards now.
Why?
Because I feel like it went from the likable to kind of like you live a life that a lot of people would like. And I feel like she has gone on this whole like, oh, I'm reawakening to all these different things and da 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 da. And it's like, okay.
But she's
I think she's a lesbian now, isn't she?
She is, but she hasn't. And this week she kind of broke that, but
oh, she.
But we don't really know.
See, oh, okay.
She's cute. And that's the thing. It's like, he's totally right, though. The past two seasons, as she's gone through her divorce, she's kind of reeled it back. But her husband, her ex-husband, Mauricio. Oh, my God.
That man is
gorgeous.
Handsome and rich.
Oh, he's fantastic. Yeah. Yeah, and he likes to run around and get caught by the tabloids kissing random people on the street.
I mean, on ski chalets, like, you know.
When they were married or now after the fact?
He's
a tomcat. He's a tomcat.
Once they got to the end of the deal. But I feel like she lives in a different world, like, not just, like, I'm a rich housewife world, but, like, just
beyond.
Yeah, you know, head in the clouds.
Yes.
And I can't get down with it anymore.
And then I still love Erica Jane.
I'm totally out. And the whole Tom Girardi thing, and she's like, I had no idea, but the man was dropping $20 million in your bank account at a time.
Oh, this is the one that was married to the old geezer?
Yes.
And all these people, housewife adjacent, claiming that they didn't know about all of the missteps that were happening in their spouse's life is crazy to
me. Who's the guy on Kyle Whittingham's staff?
So that's Sharif Shah, who's married to Jen Shah, who was just out.
She went to prison. But he says, I didn't know anything about it. And she just continued his job.
Defrauding old people. She was a scammer. It was like a Ponzi scheme
sort of thing.
Like, and he's like, I had no idea.
Yeah.
But you still do the Atlanta one?
I never got into Atlanta.
I did.
With Nene?
Nene's not around anymore.
I used to enjoy her.
I know. Oh, I like Nene. Candy Burris, which she's going through a little divorce right now. Candy's
daughter is on the Next Gen NYC.
Which I started watching a little bit.
Younger housewives and kids.
Yes. We got to get them trained.
The new generation.
Tracy Giudice's kid is on that, too.
Kim Zolciak.
Yes,
her kid's on
there. Kid, and then Meredith Marks's son.
Insane, by the way.
Well, she married
Corey Bierman,
football player.
Yeah,
and they're going.
And I don't
think
that ended well.
No,
right?
Not at all.
It's nasty.
Yeah,
you know, go figure. You live your life on TV with cameras around. It probably isn't great for the relationship.
No. Oh, and actually, I have a present for Josh as our newest member of the fan team. You can go to the social medias right now and actually see him. It's signing day here.
Signing day
at the fan, and so we would like to welcome you with a tote bag.
Oh, wow.
Water bottle.
Thank you.
Look at that.
We talked about
you can be constantly hydrated like my wife and have to pee every 15 minutes.
The issue is I don't know where the hell I'm going to put this because we have a full cabinet dedicated to Stanley's and Yeti's.
Just make another cabinet.
That is already full.
Just empty out something. I'm sure there's a bunch of bowls and plates you guys don't use, right?
Already full.
Jenny, what is going on behind the scenes here at the fan?
Behind the scenes, we're getting ready for year-end stuff, and our guy Tyler's getting ready to make a wrap-up video and of everything that happened over the past year. We celebrated Max's birthday last night.
That's right. I'm sorry that I missed that.
A quote-unquote surprise holiday happy hour, which was under the guise of her birthday's on Christmas, and she's never really had a big birthday party
before.
It's actually on Christmas. So we threw her, and she's turning, it's a milestone birthday for her. So we kind of surprised her, and she was very excited. So happy early birthday to our girl, Max.
Man, you could be LeBron and still not be the most famous person born on Christmas.
I know.
Because we all compare, like, all right, who's the most famous person born on our birthday?
Yeah.
Who is it for you?
Well, Jack Nicklaus is on my birthday. So is Hakeem Olajuwon.
Oh,
is on my birthday.
Nice.
Very good.
Yeah. Who do you have?
Melania Trump.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I've got Noel Gallagher from Oasis.
I forgot that you share with Noel.
Scary Spice and Bob Hope. And JFK.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So lead on that one.
Yeah. I forgot about JFK. Sorry.
Hanukkah dinner?
Hanukkah dinner, Saturday night.
Am I invited?
If you want, you're more than welcome.
What type of nosh?
It's brisket. They start making the brisket. They put it in overnight, low and slow. And then latkes out the ass with...
I don't know what, if I want them out the ass. But... I mean,
there is a metric poop ton of latkes. And then you have your choice of applesauce, no thank you, or sour cream, or you can just be like my heathen husband who puts ketchup on it.
Oh, no.
But he's Gentile, so he's
so
got
am I.
An exception.
Now, I was invited to Passover dinner.
Yes.
And I went to that, and it was like, hey, come on over for Passover dinner. And then it's like 2 hours of reading out of a book.
2 hours? That's short.
Well, we went through
like 4 or 5 hours.
The kids' version.
Yeah.
And so we did all that, and we got little like chicken feet on the table and stuff like that, whatever the hell they had. Right? Is there any of that?
No.
For Hanukkah?
No. And then for dessert, because it's you're celebrating the fact that the oil burned for 7 days in the temple and they had light for 7 days, you eat donuts because they're cooked in oil. So everything is cooked in oil. So it's a very high fat, high grease.
I like
meat.
That. I have no problem with that.
So there's donuts for dessert. So, yeah.
Save me a donut.
You're invited over right. too, Josh.
What do you put on the donuts? Like sugar? Cinnamon sugar?
Oh.
Does it matter?
Dad just goes to Rush's and just buys donuts.
Oh, that doesn't sound very religious.
We don't make them. No, thank you.
Where can people find the fan and you on the socials?
You can find me at JenWinters971 across all social platforms. Please follow me. I'm kind of annoying, but kind of funny. And then the fan is everywhere. TikTok. Oh, and Montel Jordan will be there. Reminds me of Step Brothers. Do you like guacamole?
Still kicking?
I think he is. Is Montel still making music?
That's a great question.
I thought you'd know, Josh.
He's definitely not making music that I've heard.
I'll prepare a report and I'll come back. Oh, not next week.
What?
I won't see you next Tuesday or next Thursday.
You will not.
But I will see you 2 weeks from Tuesday.
Ooh.
Next Tuesday.
See you two Tuesdays.
Two Tuesdays
from
it's
now.
An extra tease.
Thank you, Jen Winters.
Thank you, guys.
Some news on Zach Taylor, and I want to dig in to Joshua's cheat day meal.
Oh,
I also
yeah.
want to dig into the fact he's got jeans specifically for napping.
Napping jeans.
Well, yeah, you have the ones that are like soft and stretchy.
I know, but we have those. They're called athletic pants.
It's okay.
I want to dive into the jeans.
Oh, okay.
I want to do that next.
Okay.
Are you a napper, Jen?
Whenever I can get the chance.
You know who's napping right now?
The whole audience.
Everybody who's listening to yes. this show and this segment.
Sorry.
Napping. More with Joshua Perry coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic is moving a little slow on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between Westerville and Cleveland Avenue. And keep an eye out for a disabled semi that's on northbound 71's off-ramp to Greenlawn Avenue on the south side, causing some holdup there. This report is sponsored by FranklinCrisisCare.org. Are you or someone you know feeling overwhelmed by a mental health or addiction crisis? The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Learn more at FranklinCrisisCare.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Jake Diebler's Buckeyes head to Atlanta for a battle with North Carolina.
Live fan coverage starts Saturday at 2 with the tip at 3.
Every game, every season, proud to be your home of the Buckeyes, the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
At the Ohio
Line. Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy skies, light winds, and temperatures in the 30s, but we're dry on this Tuesday. Overnight down to around 30 degrees with partly cloudy skies and a bit of a breeze. Back up to around 40 with some sunshine on Wednesday afternoon. With your 10 weather impact forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jerry Martz on The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Their favorite basketball players are Leaky Black and Grady Dick.
That is childish nonsense.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Timmy's out today. Former Buckeye Joshua Perry, the star of NBC Sports.
Star is a very interesting
star
choice
in
of words.
My mind?
Member, participant.
Where do you get your suits?
I've got a couple of guys here in town. Vincent and West and then Threadwell were two of the companies that I use. I wish I could because it'd be cheaper. I can't get anything off the rack. So I've got.
I have that same problem.
Yeah.
But so, for a different reason.
I get the customizations done. And I also, which you can't tell today, I'm wearing a gray pullover. I enjoy wearing colorful suits.
I know you do, and that's why I asked you.
Yes.
And I like that look.
I appreciate it. I'm 31 years old. I'm a young dude. Football's supposed to be fun. And then I see everybody on all of these sets that are wearing navy and gray and black, and it doesn't look fun.
Well, I wear black just because it's slimming.
Black?
In theory.
A black suit, to me, should only be worn at a funeral. It's a funeral suit. That's it.
I can see that.
You know, and anywhere else that you would want to wear black, you could wear brown, you could wear navy, you could wear charcoal at least.
Well, what do you think of the dudes now that just show up wearing like hoodies under the sports jacket?
It depends. There are hoodies that look streamlined and clean, and if that's your brand, like you're a more relaxed guy, but you have to wear the jacket, I don't have a problem with it. I think a lot of it's forced right now.
What about Cam Newton? Who looks like a villain from Wild Wild West.
I can't say what I'd like to say about Cam's fashion on here. It's not.
No, you don't like it? The Mad Hatter steampunk look?
It's not for me to like. I would never do it. But like, he has his own brand when it comes to clothing, right? One day I thought I was looking at Black Indiana Jones. I'm like, oh my God, this is insane. And if that's what he wants to do, that's what he can do.
Zach Taylor.
He was looking, not to cut you off, day, they had an ISO on him. And he was getting ready to respond to somebody on First Take. And he was kind of looking under his glasses. And he looked like a real life villain, you know, and it like good for him.
You know what he was looking at? Himself in the monitor.
Probably.
Yeah. Zach Taylor says he's not thinking about sitting Joe Burrow for the final 3 weeks. There's nothing to play for. He says they want to win. Joe Burrow has got people worried because he seems to be sort of frustrated with a lot of things,
yeah.
You know, getting hurt all the time, playing on a crappy team, all of that. Do you think that's the right move to continue to play him? Is it an important thing to play him?
I think it's important if they can win. And not because it means anything, but he talked about this idea of having fun, and losing isn't fun. And getting your butt whooped while you're doing it isn't fun. Like getting sacked is not fun. And so if you can make a little bit of magic in these last few weeks, maybe he feels a little bit differently heading into the offseason. If it was me, I'm putting his ass on the bench. And it's for that very reason of mentally, it doesn't seem like you have that same zest and zeal that you typically have. Maybe this season has worn on you. Again, you mentioned the injury, right? And he's getting beat up and they're not winning football games. He's a competitor, and having to deal with all of that is very difficult. And I think you do get to a point in a season. I've seen it happen in locker rooms that I've been in. When I was playing professionally, I was on bad teams. Dudes are checked out. They are there on Tuesdays to pick up a check. Like, that's when you get paid. And outside of that, it's going through the motions at practice. It's showing up on game day. Do I make a tackle? Do I make a block? I don't care. And I just don't want my quarterback going out and feeling that for the last few games of the year.
Right. How many years you play in the league?
2 years.
Ultimately.
I've had underwear longer than my
NFL
career.
No. But I remember, though, because didn't you had like six concussions, though, in 2 years.
I got mashed potatoes up here.
But you didn't. Did you have that problem in college? Or was just
I had some in college, too. The scramble.
So how many do you think you had?
Oh, I mean, going back to the Little League
days? Since you started doing this show right now.
Oh, I've had three concussions
just
on
during
air
during the show.
Yes. And, you know, again, that's the part for me when it's all told is there was the brain health. And I'm like, I can't continue to do this. I want to be, you know, I want to be present for a family one day. And I feel like I have a lot to offer to the world outside of this. And he's making a lot more money than I made. So the decision's much harder. But also, when you're hurt, it's not fun.
Right.
Like, the fun of the game is playing the game and going out there and having success playing the game. And he's not feeling that right now. And I kind of resonate with that idea of, okay, maybe just take the break. It's fine. We'll, you know, put you on ice the rest of the year, and then we'll pick it up in the offseason.
Joshua Perry is here. You told us that you have a pair of jeans that you wear for napping.
Yes.
Now, I'm a big proponent of napping. I never was. Till I hit 40, and now I nap whenever I get an opportunity. Are you a couch napper or a bed napper?
I'm a wherever I'm at, I'm napping napper. Okay? It doesn't matter.
Kitchen floor?
I fell asleep in the playpen one day. I'm not exaggerating. My wife took a picture of it, posted it on social media. If I'm tired, I'm falling asleep.
So what kind of jeans are these? Magical jeans?
They're not magical jeans. So I had a pair of jeans that I had for a while, and they were very broken in, and it just became habitual that I would nap when I was wearing these jeans. And then I have a friend who makes apparel, and he was like, I've got this denim that's soft and it's stretchy, and I'll make you jeans specifically to nap in. So I have a couple pairs of those at the house. And I'm a fan of denim as a textile. The jeans I'm wearing right now, I have patches in because I love them so much, and it just wears down. I've gotten really comfortable in denim. Me and denim go together, so I just nap.
I like to take little clips from people out of context and play it back for years and years. I think what I'm going to take from this show today from you is I like denim as a textile. I just like that. I didn't think I was going to get that today.
I mean,
but I'm glad that I did.
This is what we get. This is what we get.
All right. You're at home now.
Mm-hmm.
You're in your comfortable napping jeans.
Yes.
You have nowhere to be. You have easy access to a toilet. What are we eating?
Okay. So you asked about a cheat meal. I had to really think about this. So I would start off with some sushi rolls. I was out in Vegas last week. My wife and I went to Nobu. Spent entirely too much money there. When I lived in Chicago, I lived across the street from a Nobu. Right. So we spent entirely too much money eating sushi. So I would have it flown in if I could do that in this scenario.
All right.
And I would start with that. Then I'm going to do ribeye steak. I'm going to have a platter of French fries.
Okay.
And I like them crispy, but tender in the middle and very salty. I love salt.
Thin or thick cut? How are we doing these? Like
brother,
a steak fry or?
Come on, man. Like, does it matter? No, not really.
Okay.
I'm eating all of them.
Okay.
So I'm doing that. I need some wings, lemon pepper, all flat, extra crispy. That's how I want it. Give me my wings. Cobbler dessert, gooey butter cake from Mastro's for dessert, and a pitcher of dirty martinis with blue cheese olives. I'm not Tyvus. I will consume a cocktail or two.
Man, I like the thought you put into this.
We're going to do it. We got to do it.
By the way, you and Ryan Day had the same answer. Ribeye steak was his choice as well.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting on the couch.
Love that.
He's got a steak named after him. Over at Hyde Park. I ordered it after they beat Michigan.
As he should.
The
head coach at the Ohio State.
How do you like the steak cooked?
So I'm a medium rare guy. So I'll tell this. We were at a Santa brunch over at Kinsale over the weekend.
Okay.
And I had my whole family there. They had prime rib. And so I go to get it. And my mother the whole time is like, oh, it's too red. Oh, I can't even look at that. It's too red. It's going to make me sick. And then I finally snapped and I'm like, Mom, stop looking because now you're making me sick talking about how you're going to be sick. So I like it medium rare. It's the way I want it. But you have to get the fat cap, though, to be, you know, you got to sear it. If you're doing like a New York strip, got to make sure you get that fat cap to be seared and the fat melts away.
By the way, nice touch on the mom voice.
Yeah.
I like that.
appreciate it.
Because I do the voice for, you know, every woman in my life.
Yes.
And I think it adds something to the radio product.
I agree. What is it? Say theater of the mind?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you gotta make these people come alive.
They have to feel your feeling. They have to live your story.
So my mother and my father are both from New Jersey. My mom still has the accent. So she's like, oh, you never call your mother? She's like, can you run and get me a coffee? And so my toddler will make fun of her at times. And my wife has little sisters that are 11 and 9. They make fun of her every day she speaks because of this accent.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's great.
That's, nothing brings a family together like making fun of people.
If you can't be made fun of, you can't be a part of my family.
That, you know what? And that's a good family right there. Rapid Fire with Teddy coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch out for some police activity that's blocking the right lane and causing delay on eastbound 104 at Hall Road. And there's a 10-minute delay on eastbound 33 from Refugee Road to Bixby Road. This report is sponsored by Allstate. Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ann and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
One watches QVC religiously. The other studies Paige Spiranak's golf swing. This is Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. Timmy's not here. Joshua Perry is with me today.
So do you just watch QVC or do you buy?
No, I buy.
Okay, what do you buy?
Too much crap.
Okay, my mom's big QVC. HSN.
Now, I started watching it because as somebody who does this for a living... Mm-hmm. I respected the craft of being able to host a show and just tread water
for
3 hours.
Right.
And you know they don't like all the stuff that they're selling, but they have to sell it to you. And I respected that from a broadcasting thing. And it was like we'd watch it as a joke. And then I started to like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, I really could use a better cherry pitter.
Oh yes. God.
And it's to the point now where Kristen will call me and say,
you got something from QVC. What is it?
And I'll think about it and I say, I honestly don't know. And just so I get home, it's like a little surprise.
Gizmos That's galore. Right. My mom orders the steaks, the crab cakes, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so she'll every once in a while come and drop some off for me. She'll be like, oh, I have some steaks. Do you want? Well, yes. So it's not all bad.
They have good croissants. Mom to get the croissants.
We used to get popcorn.
Oh, the Farmer John's?
Yeah, I think so. That's
the virtually hullless popcorn?
Yes, that was what we used to get.
I'll tell you what. Me and Mama Perry, we get together, we'll host our own podcast.
Oh my gosh. What a time.
Rapid Fire.
Rapid Fire.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling. From some pumps and water heaters to full heating and cooling repair and replacement. The Waterworks tackles it all. Call 614-232-2222.
All right, Teddy. Rapid Fire number one.
Okay, there's probably about a dozen teams that could right now win the Super Bowl this year. If you had to make a pick now about which two teams will be facing off in the Super Bowl, then who are you going to choose?
I will say the Bills.
Mm.
And can I pick my team?
Bears, yeah, go ahead.
My Chicago Bears?
There you go. Why not? They're in it.
It's interesting.
I don't really believe it with the Bears. I'll say the Rams, but my heart's with the Bears.
So I picked the Rams and the Bills as well. So this is probably not the greatest radio, but it's just the way I'm feeling.
Well, we don't do good radio. We just do true radio.
Okay.
That's what we do.
All right, good.
You don't have to change. What do you think about my Bears?
I like the mentality flip. I've spent the last 3 years in the city of Chicago. Yeah. I watched some miserable football. Caleb's got to continue to get better, but I think they're much better around him right now.
All right, rapid fire number two.
Give me a non-playoff bowl game that you're interested in watching.
I don't care.
Why?
Give me one.
Bowl great. They're great. Okay, so ReliaQuest, Iowa versus Vandy. I really want to see Diego Pavia get embarrassed by some kids from the Midwest.
He's a very humble guy.
Yeah, most humble guy. And then the other one is the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl. You got Michigan and Texas. Who doesn't want to see two blue bloods face off in a bowl game? You, apparently.
You think Michigan's going to show up to play?
I would if I were them. If I got to be out there, I'm going to be out there.
Ohio State a couple years ago when they're playing.
That was tough.
Missouri.
That was tough. And Eli Drinkwitz getting paid off of that still.
Rapid fire number three.
Will any of the road teams win their first round playoff matchup?
What do you think, Joshua?
Miami, I think, could pull it off. I think there might be a three-point dog as of right now against A&M. And when they're playing at full strength, I think their defense is phenomenal. They've got Malachi Toney at wide receiver, very good player. The other one would be Bama, but I don't trust them right now. I don't think they've played well for a month.
I agree with you on Bama. I also agree with you on Miami. Now, from a Buckeye perspective, do you care? Which one you play, Miami or A&M?
I think A&M at their very top end, if they're playing well, is a more dynamic football team. So you probably want to avoid
them. Does
the
location matter, too? The fact that it's in Texas? I mean, they went there and they beat the Longhorns in that building.
I don't think it really matters. I'm not worried about it.
Rapid fire number four.
The NHL is thinking about allowing teams to have more games in which both home and road teams wear solid colored jerseys. Do you like the idea of having these color versus color jersey games in all sports?
Well, I know that T-Bone gets off on UCLA and USC because it's color versus color.
Yep. Great.
You know, I don't mind it as long as it's not every single game for a little special occasion. Yes.
I think I'm with you on that. Like, on occasion, totally good. You mentioned USC, UCLA. Utah, BYU, they do the same thing. I think it's great. The colors are opposing. Like, it feels really good, but if I had to watch it every weekend, I don't think I'd love it.
Well, we've switched in the NHL, too, because, and the NBA does this as well, but back in the day, when you were at home, you wore white. Mm-hmm. Now white is designated for road. I don't know where I'm going.
I like the teams that just decide that when they're at home, they're going to wear their away jerseys.
Like the Cowboys?
Yeah. LSU? Yeah,
they do, yeah.
I gotta tell you, Teddy, your Cowboys.
They're bad.
What a pile of crap.
They made J.J. McCarthy look like Tom Brady.
Yeah, I can't get a read on your team at all.
You see, Jerry Jones said, we seem to have a habit of making the other team's quarterbacks look really good.
Yes, that's right.
Or not.
Rapid fire number five.
If you could bring a mythical Christmas character to life, then which one would it be?
What do you say is mythical Christmas character?
Like Santa, Frosty.
Santa is real. I don't know what you're talking about.
Saw two different ones over the weekend. Give me the Grinch.
You love yourself some Grinch.
I do. I really do. And then I want to meet Kevin McAllister after the second movie.
Oh, I got something for you.
Because this kid, I want to know how it was done.
After the second movie?
Yeah, because he did it twice at that point. And I need to know, like, brother, what's going up inside that head?
Now, are you one of these that thinks that the second movie is better than the first movie?
I'm back and forth. I like them equally. I think the second Back to the Future is better than the first one.
Really?
I do.
See, there are a lot of people that don't like the second one.
I love the second one. I've watched Back to the Future, all three of them, probably hundreds of times. No exaggeration. I don't watch a lot of movies, but the ones I like, I watch all the time.
See, I too love Back to the Future. We had this conversation a couple weeks back because somebody posed this to me, and I genuinely didn't know how to answer. They said you can only have one movie series. The other one goes away, never existed. Okay? Back to the Future or Indiana Jones.
Never seen Indiana Jones.
You've never seen Indiana Jones?
It's not on my list of things to see.
I think you have to see it.
I don't have to
do
anything.
You have to see at least the first one.
All right. Where is it streaming? Can somebody tell me where it's streaming? I might go home and watch it.
It's
I think Paramount has it.
Great.
Paramount Plus.
Yeah, there you go.
Love that. I have
Raiders of the Lost Ark. That's okay. The first one.
Very good. Now, I will watch it just for you guys.
Back to the Future. I do love Back to the Future.
The second one's cool because you get to see part, you know, the first one during the second one. So you get a little of both.
I like the alternate universe too, where like Biff is running the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, evil dude.
Would you have done the same thing he did? With the Gray Sports Almanac, just make yourself rich.
Yes.
Powerful.
100%.
Yeah.
There's a world where I wish that I had a DeLorean and could go back to like 2012-ish and just buy a whole bunch of Bitcoin.
See, when I was a teenager, I thought when I grew up and have some money, I'm going to buy myself a DeLorean and I'm going to trick it out just like this movie.
And then you actually see what a DeLorean looks like.
Right. And then it's like,
not going to do it.
I don't know if I'm going to do that or not. Favorite movie of all time.
Oh, this is a very difficult one. New Jack City. Have you ever seen that?
I have, but it's been years.
Oh, man. New Jack City is probably a deep cut for a lot of people. Best movie to me. Also love Wolf of Wall Street. Just debaucherous.
Teddy, favorite movie of all time. And why is it Jack Reacher?
No, my favorite movie is one of the Indiana Jones movies.
All right. It's
The Last Crusade, which is the third one in that series.
So
do
I need to make it to Last Crusade?
Well,
you don't have to,
but I enjoy the third one because it has Sean Connery's in that one with Harrison Ford, and it's just fantastic.
Indiana Jones has a little bit of everything. It has some campy humor.
Yeah.
It's got some adventure. It's got Nazis.
It's got Cam Newton as well with his outfit.
See, I don't see that with Indiana Jones. I see that more in like a Wild Wild West Will Smith movie. He's the villain.
That was Wild Wild West had a good soundtrack.
I didn't see it.
Okay.
So we're on the opposite
ends of the spectrum here.
Oh. About Gladiator. You like Gladiator?
I've never seen Gladiator.
Never seen Gladiator. Oh, my God.
You like Gladiators?
You ever seen a grown man naked? What are we doing next, Teddy? What do you want to do? You want to talk about Joel Klatt? Do you like Joel Klatt?
Yes, I do.
Okay, can I yell at him in the next segment, though?
I'm probably going to have a little yelling to do as well.
I have to say something to Joel. I respect him, but I think he's dead wrong on something. We'll talk about it coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're looking at some holdup due to an accident that's on the right shoulder of northbound 71 on the north side after North Broadway. And you're going to hit a 5-minute slowdown if you're on southbound 315 between Lane Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Join The Fan weeknights at 6 for The Buckeye Show. And if you're asking if it's just a bunch of homers rooting for all things Ohio State,
yes, yes it is.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes, The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
A show you can feel deep down in your plums.
No! That is a bad place to touch. No, 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 no.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Timmy is out. Joshua Perry's here. He's good and clean, not like Timmy. Filthy. Joel Klatt doesn't work for NBC like you. Not a good clean boy. But I like him on occasion. He has a podcast, and he decided to rip on the NCAA tournament. He says, hot take. I mean, like the hottest of all takes that I've had in my entire life. The NCAA basketball tournament is a joke. It's the dumbest tournament and the least fair tournament in all of sports. We go and we put teams at odd times on neutral sites in a one-game affair. That doesn't crown a true champion. We're not doing anything that tells us who's the best team over the course of the entire season. Now, I have two thoughts on this.
Go ahead.
First of all, the NCAA tournament from a just an event standpoint, I think is fantastic.
Sure it is.
They'll ruin it by expanding it to more teams.
Yes, they will.
However, that first Thursday, Friday of NCAA tournament, I'm not talking about first four in Dayton. I'm talking about the first Thursday, Friday could be the best 2 days in sports.
You could argue.
The atmosphere, the mood, you know, it brings everybody together. People that don't know anything about basketball or sports in the office, they get together and they talk about brackets and this. And I love stuff like that, that brings everybody together. Second of all, by nature, a playoff system of any kind does not reward the best team in sports. That's what English soccer does.
Sure.
Because they have a system where they play an equal amount of games. They all play each other home and away. At the end of that, they tally up all the points and say, here's the champion.
Right.
That is the true determination of who the best team consistently is. Playoffs by nature are chaos, and that's why we like them.
Yeah, I'm there with you, and it's hard to it would be hard for anybody to say that March Madness isn't doing things well. It's wildly popular, to your point. And it feels like this was a comment made to try to get aggregated online. Like, you know that people are going to blast this comment everywhere if you make it the way that he did. So I think that was totally part of it. I don't want people to miss the big picture here, though. Football, college football should not try to become like college basketball. The playoff expansion has done nothing for me up to this point, and I feel like there was once upon a time a day where people were like, our goals as a program are to make a bowl game and win that bowl game. And if you're a better team, we want to win the conference and play in a New Year's Six game and win that. And if you're one of the few elites, you're like, I want to win a national title. Mm-hmm. And we had the computers tally up who got to do that, and it worked out pretty well. Somewhere along the line, we got lost as a sport, and some suits somewhere said, oh, we should do a playoff and we'll start with four teams. And four teams was fine to me, whatever. And then they're like, we should expand the playoff, and they expand it to 12. Just skip over eight. Let's go to 12. And now we've got two group of five teams in there because nobody thought about how this playoff structure could possibly go awry. And then when I was out in Vegas last week, I'm bumped into three ADs and a couple of coaches that I know, and everybody's saying 16 teams, 20 teams, 24 teams. What are we doing? And so I think Joel Klatt was getting at that, and so I'll give him a pass on talking about the nasty basketball.
I don't have a problem with that aspect of it.
Sure.
Because look, I've said this before. Human beings, flawed.
Bad.
Right? Because we always think we can fix something or make it better, and some things don't need to be fixed. When we had the BCS system and it was the computers determining who's one and who's two, everybody would say, why can't we get human beings making this decision?
I know.
Computers don't know. And now that we have human beings making a decision, it's like, wow, the computers say this. And look, I'm not saying the computer was the right way to do it, and I'm not saying the committee is the right way to do it. I'm saying we are never satisfied. You can expand this to 24 teams,
right,
and we'll still have the modern-day equivalent of Lane Kiffin bitching and moaning about how his team didn't get in.
No doubt. No doubt. And I think that, like, if the way I evaluated the clip was basically, let's don't become college basketball for all of those reasons, is we're going to have teams that have no business being in there, and then you're going to get an upset of somebody who probably earned the right to actually compete in a less diluted pool for a championship at the end of the year. People are going to complain. If you ask me how we fix this, I am a retractionist when it comes to college football. Bring back the 4-team playoff. If you brought it back to the BCS where there were only two, you're not going to see me complaining. Bring back the computers, take the people completely out of it. This is not an access sport. This is not a sport where parity really exists, and it's been better as of late. But do you look at all the 12 teams in the field and say all of these teams have a good chance to win the title?
Absolutely not.
I think the cutoff line is probably 5 with Oregon if I'm making that delineation. And for all the folks who are like, well, what about the little guy and what about this and all you guys want brands? Indiana figured it out. Texas Tech figured it out. And so the more we do this thing where people are like, oh, but basketball does it and it works well for them. We ain't hoops, not trying to be hoops. And I think Joel realizes that and I appreciate it.
Do you think that as the playoffs expand, like we've heard Steve Sarkisian, you know, moaning about this, where it's like, oh, well, I don't know why we play these games. I don't know why we play Ohio State, why we have Michigan on the schedule, because, you know, strength of schedule is not rewarded. Do you think it minimizes the regular season?
The playoff expansion?
Yes.
100%. And it minimizes it in multiple ways. I think the biggest thing is like the idea that people say there are more teams that are viable at the end of the year. Yes, because you can lose more. And if you're Ohio State last year and you lose to Michigan, you can still win the title when that was your second loss of the regular season. We've lost a little bit of that. And of course, to our benefit here as Buckeyes, but that's the sport used to feel like every weekend was urgent. And part of the trade-off there was, yeah, you can't compete for a title, but you still have other goals that are out in front of you that were still important. Now nobody cares about conference championships. Nobody cares about bowls. And I feel like we've gotten to a very weird spot here as a sport.
The most hyped up college football playoff game of the weekend, because we've got playoffs this weekend, probably not the game that you're thinking of. We'll go down the list and I'll look and tell you what the hottest ticket is in college football this weekend. That's coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a 30-minute delay if you're on northbound 71 on the north side between Main Street and North Broadway. And there's about a 5-minute holdup on southbound 270 on that west outer belt from Cemetery Road to I-70. This report is sponsored by FranklinCrisisCare.org. Are you or someone you know feeling overwhelmed by a mental health or addiction crisis? The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Learn more at FranklinCrisisCare.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
From the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Danberg. The Blue Jackets look to snap a 5-game skid when they host the Ducks tonight at 7. Hear the game on the Fan starting at 6:30. In the Music City, former Alabama football coach Nick Saban purchased minority stake in the Nashville Predators. Nashville's majority owner is former Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam, brother of Browns owner Jimmy Haslam. College football, 5 Buckeyes were named first-team AFC All-Americans in Carson Hinsman, Jeremiah Smith, Kaden McDonald, Arvell Reese, and Caleb Downs. With those selections, Smith, Reese, Downs, and McDonald are named consensus All-Americans. On 3, reported offensive coordinator for Ohio State and incoming South Florida head coach Brian Hartline is expected to hire Tim Beck as his offensive coordinator. Beck was the Ohio State co-offensive coordinator and quarterback coach in 2015 and 2016. NBA Cup title tonight. Spurs and Knicks clash from Vegas at 8:30. Breaking sports news when it happens to the Fan. Ohio sports destination.
One of these men is on an extremely high dose of antidepressants. The other one should be. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Not today. Joshua Perry's with me today. You should see the size of this horse pill that I take in the morning. Just to function. Just to come in and deal with Timmy every single day.
I thought you were going to say to come in and deal with having a new person today.
No. Alabama coach Kalen DeBoer says he has no interest in any open vacancies. What the hell is he going to say? He's not Lane Kiffin, so...
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how he feels after Friday.
Right, they're in a playoff situation.
Right.
Plus, it may not be his call to make. Alabama may decide you're not the guy.
I don't think they would decide that. I think... Now, you remember back after they lost to Florida State. I don't know if you saw the video of the woman down in Alabama who was asked what she would do if she won the lottery. And she said, I'd pay the buyout for that coach, Kalen DeBoer. And I would pay the athletic director's buyout, too.
I love the South.
It's something. I was born in Tennessee.
It is something.
You know, old Nashville guy here. So I think that there's a possibility that Twitter gets a little bit toxic and that fans start saying crazy things. And he might be like, I can reset the clock at Michigan. I can. There's probably an easier path to the college football playoff going through the Big Ten rather than the ACC, the SEC. But at this point, of course, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm dialed in. They got a game to play on Friday.
Right. What's he going to say?
They have a game to play on Friday. Like, he's dialed in. And then he'll make the decision after that.
Go back to Lane Kiffin. From a player's standpoint, we talked about what are the Michigan players feeling right now.
Yes.
What are the Ole Miss players feeling right now when you're going to the playoffs and your coach has bailed for another job in the conference?
So I think there are two buckets of players, but there's one overarching idea. Is the moment he was like, I'm going to LSU and I'm going now, was him saying, I don't think this Ole Miss team this year can actually win the playoff.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm just going to abandon it, go. Now, all the players are feeling that. That's hard to reconcile with. I think there are a group of players, and Trinidad Chambliss was asked by the media about, you know, will you transfer? He's got to get a waiver or whatever. And then he's like, yeah, you know, we'll have that conversation. I got to get the waiver. And then I'm going to look at all of my options, which to me is like, well, I already knew I was going with Lane anyway. So I'm kind of done with this place. Like, right. Whatever happens. Then there's another bucket of players that are like, I'm not good enough to go with Lane. And the guy who's coming in here ain't going to want me. And I know it's their current defensive coordinator, but he might try to process me out. And those are the guys I feel the worst for.
What I don't understand about the whole Lane Kiffin situation, first of all, it's not the money. Ole Miss is going to pay him money.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so stop with the money that he's going to make at
LSU.
They
had an offer on the table for him.
Of course they did. And can I tell you something? He's already filthy rich.
Yes.
He's filthy rich.
He's fine.
It's not about looking out for his family, any of that crap. He's looked out for his family. They're okay. But Lane Kiffin is leaving a playoff team right now. For the idea or the theory of a playoff team at another school down the road. I had the same conversation back when Cardale Buckeyes win the national championship.
Yep.
Cardale's coming back the next year. JT Barrett's coming back the next year. And I was pro Cardale being the starting quarterback of the team. And the response that I would get from the pro JT people, I'm not anti-JT. JT was an excellent quarterback, right? But my whole thing was, I don't need to see how Cardale Jones reacts in week 5 against Purdue.
Right.
Okay? Because I know what he does on the biggest stage. We've seen it. It's fact. They won the championship.
Sure.
Lane Kiffin has fact in front of him. This is a playoff team.
It is.
Okay?
Let's talk about it, though.
All right, go ahead.
I don't think being a playoff team in this era means that you're a national title contender. I just don't think those two things.
You don't think this Ole Miss team could win the championship?
I don't. I think they're just below the cutoff line. The cutoff line for me is Oregon, and they got to be healthy, and that's what it is. And so the idea that they're in the playoff, and by the way, avoided a lot of the top teams in the SEC, and the one that they did play, Georgia, they lost to.
Right.
Right. So he's probably considering all of these things and then looking at LSU, and the only dope who didn't win there as the head coach was Brian Kelly. You are the show.
Well, Ed Orgeron.
Yeah, he had a little title there. Now he's a dope and also not a good ball coach, which is a bigger selling point. Is you could be any ball coach and walk in here except for Brian Kelly and you can win a title. And I think that pull and that allure and that history, the last time that Ole Miss had a championship team, a national championship team, they had not integrated their football program. That's how long it's been.
Right.
I think that was enough to say we're a fake contender because we're in the show, but we can't actually win it this year. And LSU is a proven spot where I know we can win.
Are you saying that Les Miles couldn't win someplace else?
I'm 100% saying that.
Les Miles has one of my favorite sound bites of all time. Where the hell did it go? Did somebody take my Columbus Day? That's impossible. Oh, no, here it is. This is Les Miles. Well, he's the head coach of LSU. This man won a national championship. Enjoy.
Good afternoon. Just want to remind everybody that it's Columbus Day, that all those of you that know Italians and like Italians or the people that might venture onto a ship and travel to explore and find new lands, this is your day. So it's not St. Paddy's Day. That's a different day entirely.
It's interesting.
And won a national championship.
That's kind of the point. I think Lane is like, I might have taken Ole Miss as far as we can go. But LSU, we know what the heights of that program are.
All right, the hottest ticket this weekend. All right, we got Alabama, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Most expensive, or cheapest ticket, I'm sorry, on the secondary market, $195. That's okay. A get-in-the-door price for Alabama, Oklahoma. You got Oregon and James Madison.
I was arguing with James Madison fans over the weekend on
Why?
Twitter. Because I am a big, the G5 should not be guaranteed a spot.
I agree with you.
And they were like, oh, you're a bad person, basically. You don't like underdogs.
You
I don't.
May be a bad person, but it's not because of that hot take.
I just don't resonate with the underdog, and I don't think that it's going to be a competitive game, neither here nor there.
Oregon and James Madison get in the door price, $108.
Okay.
Miami and Texas A&M, $375.
Makes sense.
Ole Miss and Tulane, $380.
Mm.
We have Illinois State and Villanova, if you're interested in that.
Sure.
$49. Get in the door, but the hottest ticket of the weekend is the brawl of the wild between Montana and Montana State.
Yes, it is.
The get in the door price, $682.
You watch any of the FCS playoffs?
I do. I like them.
Yeah.
They're fun.
Yeah. I watched a little bit. Heard that was coming up. That makes a lot of sense there.
This one's in Bozeman, Montana.
Yeah.
Bobcat Stadium. It's snowing sideways.
We should go, and we should get Bo Bishop to give us a little itinerary of things to do in Montana, you know?
Number one, just a list of prostitutes he visits in Bozeman.
Here
now,
you go.
I hope that when I tune into this game on Saturday, you've got Montana weather and it's snowing mm-hmm. sideways. I love that. Now, your friend and my friend, Tyvis Powell, thinks that every single college football game should be played in a dome because real football can't be worried about things like the elements.
That's right? a very southern take of him.
Just saying.
Yeah.
I could not disagree more. I love snow games.
I think the elements should be a factor. It's funny, I've, working with quarterbacks and media over the last handful of years. These dudes whine and piss and moan constantly when they check the weather apps 2 weeks out for games that we're going to cover. They're not even going to be there. And they're worried about the weather. Oh, the ball is going to be slick. Oh, it's going to be a little bit windy. You have to make sure you cut the ball through the wind. Brother, I was a linebacker. No gloves. Let's just go line up and hit people. And so I think that's football. But Tyvis, very quarterbacky, very southern take of him.
He's not a quarterback, though. He's playing defense.
It's quarterback's a mentality. Okay, you're a linebacker, you eat with your hands, so you're a quarterback, you're worried about the weather.
He's got quarterback energy, even though he's not a quarterback.
100%.
You were telling me earlier about Home Alone, and I'm a big fan of Home Alone as well. I saw this today. The Home Alone house, which is in suburban Chicago, recently sold for $5.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the dude who bought this house, by the way, they stripped this house bare. It's completely remodeled on the inside.
It
looks like a different house.
It does.
Looks like a very modern, different house, but the person who bought this house says they're going to remodel it again
mm-hmm.
and bring it back to how it looked in the movie. And there is thought this could be used then for almost like a museum or a luxury Airbnb. Can you imagine being so rich to buy something for $5.5 million, not live in it, and just restore it back to the movie prop that it was?
These are rich people hobbies.
Second of all, how much would you love to stay in that house if it's an Airbnb?
I would do it in a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
I would do it in a heartbeat. There was a big debate going on. Do you like the old school aesthetic that goes on in Home Alone, like that period of home decor? What are your thoughts on it?
I mean, it's very 1990, you know?
Is it a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
Today?
Just generally for your taste.
Thumbs down.
People say the world has gotten more bland. The house, I've seen the remodel, a lot of white, a lot of gray, a lot of dark wood, you know, just it feels very, as you said, modern, streamlined. People's cars nowadays, a lot of gray, a lot of white, a lot of black. Green used to be a popular color. Yellow used to be a popular color. We don't see anymore. And I think it's interesting. This is going to bring a little bit more spice to the world.
Would you do that in your house?
I am a big fan of color. I've also, my wife hates when I say this, I've been ahead of every color design trend.
Look at you.
For years now. She is very much a, we're going to keep it to the woods and the
earth tones.
Yes, and the gray and the, yeah. I don't love it. It feels sterile.
So you want to go big. You want to go bold.
I mean, give me a burgundy. Give me a green in
what's
a room.
What's the big trend now? What are people doing
so
now?
So what people have been doing, which I really love, is this idea of color drenching. So you take the whole room and you do it in a color, including the ceiling. And I feel like it brings a richness to the space that doesn't typically exist.
You are really the modern man. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Anytime I can educate.
You're at home. You're cooking just like me.
Oh, yeah.
You're watching Bravo.
Yeah.
You're studying interior design trends.
Why not? Add a little value to the home, people.
We could have a whole separate business. We come in and design people's spaces.
I don't know if they would love that,
Doesn't matter.
We could do it.
You know what it's called? It's called You're Wrong Interior Design. You think you know what you want, but you're wrong. Let us do it.
HGTV or Netflix would buy it in a second.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's do it.
The newest version of Robin Big.
Oh, my God. I forgot about Robin Big.
I'm Rob. We got some secret info that may mean Zach Taylor stays around for another year as Bengals head coach. We'll talk about it coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're looking at a five-minute holdup on westbound 270 on the North Outer Belt between 161 and Cleveland Avenue. We almost have a 20-minute slowdown on westbound 670 between International Gateway and 315. This report is sponsored by Super Sure. Do you own a small business? You need to hear this. A seismic shift is coming. It's time to get super sure. Not kind of sure, not pretty sure, not a little sure, but super sure. The seismic shift is coming, super sure. Coming soon. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Listening to T-Bone and Tyvus, all the F-words apply. Football, food, and fun, and fat, and furry. They both have beards. And they dress up like animals and hump things. T-Bone and Tyvus.
Weekday mornings at 6.
The Fan.
With Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
A little bit of sunshine, otherwise we're breezy and dry with temperatures in the 30s on this Tuesday, down to around 30 degrees, just a bit of a temperature drop between now and your Wednesday morning. During the day Wednesday, partly sunny skies, a bit breezy, and temperatures right around 40 in the afternoon. With your 10 weather impact forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jerry Martz on The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Timmy has more jiggling silicone in his Instagram feed than Sydney Sweeney riding a mechanical bull. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Happy Tuesday. Timmy is out. Joshua Perry is with me today. Game show coming up at 5:30. Teddy's in charge of the game show today. What are we doing, Teddy?
I'm going to play some Christmas movie quotes. actual audio from these movies or specials, and you guys have to guess which one it's from.
Oh, you're
from.
Playing the audio?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah, I'm not reading it. I'm just
going play. The extra mile.
Yeah.
Urban says that Dave Portnoy has not paid him the $1,000 bet from the Michigan game.
It intrigues me because the wealthiest people you know are the ones who always dodge the smoke when it's time to pay up.
Mm-hmm.
I work with Matt Castle over at NBC, and we've done little side bets. You know, I'll get dinner here, you get dinner there. Chasing him down to pay up, this man made like $40 million in the league. He doesn't need to be working right now. And chasing him down for a $100 bet, oh, man, can't find him.
You make him pay, though, don't you?
Oh, 100%. Yes, I'm making him.
It's the principle of the thing.
Try to charge him interest if I could.
Zach Taylor. So it was thought that he doesn't have a contract after 2026. What is it? What's the story? Oh, yes. He was under contract through the 2026 season. However, turns out he was signed to a five-year extension, secret five-year extension.
Secret extension.
After their AFC Championship game in 2022, which means he would not be out of contract until after the 2027 season. And so a lot of people are looking at this saying, oh, well, they, you know, the Bengals maybe would fire him with a year left on the contract. But with 2 years left on the contract, that organization is so damn cheap, there's no way they're going to fire him.
It bothers me when that's the thought process of an organization. You got to think of the money as a sunk cost, right? Like you made the mistake and you compound it when you keep a mistake around.
That's exactly right.
But a lot of people are like, oh, well, you know, it's the money, this, and especially for professional sports. I get it more with college, right? But like in pro sports, be a professional owner and make hard decisions and spend the money to do the right thing by your organization. By the way, you put money in the roster already, paid some guys plenty of money. Like, don't you want the right coach to make sure you can get back to a conference championship game, to get back to a Super Bowl? Like, what are, so you're not going to fire him because it might cost you some money, but you're paying a quarterback who clearly is like a little bit disconnected from the process right now. That to me is bothersome.
The inconsistency with the Bengals has always bothered me. To your point, they spent money on this roster. Now, maybe they did it kicking and screaming, mm-hmm. You know, but they still did it,
yeah.
Right? Got yourself a franchise quarterback, and yet, like, they have bags of chips and sandwiches from the 7-Eleven sure. on the catering table.
You want to hear a story
and
about
they don't
that?
Clear the snow off of the seats.
So the not clearing the snow to me is a bad move, not because of league policy, but you have fans that want to come see your garbage team.
Absolutely.
In that weather, the least you could do is make sure that they're as comfortable as they can be when they're giving you money. That is bad business to me. When I played for the Chargers, we did not have a cafeteria in our facility. We used to eat in a tent, and they would roll in a kitchen, and that was how we consumed meals at work.
And how'd that make you feel?
It made me feel like I was playing at a place that valued me less than the university right. I just came from.
You didn't feel loyal?
No. It didn't feel like a professional experience, put it like that.
That's why I get a kick out of these NFL teams when they come out and say, we don't want these NFL player report cards to come out after the season's over. It's like, but you know what? That's a wake-up call that sometimes you need.
By the way, this is like any business who's trying to penny pinch. Of course, they wouldn't want their employees to talk about their conditions at work. If you treated them well, you wouldn't have a problem with the report card coming out.
I talk about the conditions here. I just told you we got asbestos.
Yeah, and we had a cold spell in here. I wasn't ready for it.
Your nipples could cut glass. We had another robbery, by the way, when somebody was playing.
I mean, what's going on here?
Titans defensive tackle Jeffrey Simmons, he was on the road playing in a game, and his Nashville home was broken into. There were reportedly at least six suspects who smashed a window to create an entry point into Simmons' home. Total value of the items stolen remains unclear. He says, what if my family members were at the house? All that materialistic blank you can have. But this is crazy. That's what happened to Joe Burrow, too, right? Where the girl that he was seeing, I don't know if he's still seeing her, she was at the house mm-hmm. when burglars tried to get into it, right?
That, I mean, that has to feel like the biggest breach of privacy that can happen is somebody like walking into your home, whether you're there or not. It's insane. The wild part about this, like if you're one of these super famous people, like probably try to put the house in a trust or something. So people can't just go look up the public records.
Right.
Right. Like that's, and then all the information that's on the internet, I'm paranoid about. I try to delete all of my stuff all the time. But like, imagine going to work and then you come home and windows are busted out. Like I'd feel like I needed to move. That's dramatic, I know, but like I'm gone.
It would feel hard to feel safe then.
Yes.
You think they don't have alarm systems?
I'm sure they do. I mean,
don't lock the door.
You have an alarm, I'm assuming.
It's just me. I just stand at the door and scream. I stay up all night long and just scream my head off.
Yeah, that is insane. I would feel really uneasy at the home, which is where you're supposed to feel easy in your soft clothes or napping jeans.
Mm-hmm. I want a pair of napping jeans. You said you had a buddy who designs those soft jeans?
Should I get you hooked up?
Yes.
I got a guy.
I need a guy.
All right.
I need a clothes guy.
Yeah.
Because I get a lot of my stuff tailored and altered because look at me. I'm an Oompa Loompa.
Okay.
And so the stuff that fits me in the chest and the stomach, mm-hmm. the sleeves are too long.
Okay.
So we got to do something about that.
Yeah.
But if I can get like a good pair of soft jeans with ample crotch space, there you go.
I didn't need to.
It's not because of the shaft. It's because of the sack. It's just humongous.
My guy could probably help.
With the sack?
With the how he would construct the jeans.
Okay. Sackotomy, too.
Okay. All right.
Bob Stoops says he's officially retiring from coaching. Quite the odd path. So he was with Oklahoma. They won the national championship in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And then sort of abruptly stepped back and retired, only to make a comeback coaching for the UFL's Dallas Renegades.
Sure.
For the past 4 years. It's a real odd coaching destination, I guess.
Coaches are sick people.
You said that earlier, and I agree with you.
But they don't know when to quit. You know, that's part of it with a guy like Stoops. Like, he probably maybe did want to step back and, you know, he tried the TV thing for a year. Maybe he was going to go and be a consultant for somebody.
Other programs were interested in him.
I'm 100% sure. But he maybe was like, okay, I can't fully be in, right? Like, that life is not for me anymore, but I can't stay away from the game. What can I do? Oh, let me coach spring football. Let me do that.
In front of 4,500 people in a baseball stadium in Arlington, Texas.
So I did a couple of USFL games for Fox a couple years ago. Okay. On the sidelines. We were down in Birmingham, Alabama. I sweated through my polo in the first 45 minutes I was out there. It was so hot. It was so hot. It was crazy. And I don't know why people do it. Klatt did one of the games with Kurt Menefee. And I think those guys were basically like, you know, if I do a good job here, maybe they'll let me get an NFL booth at some point. The players are basically like, if I do a good job here, maybe I can get to the...
Right.
Todd Haley was out there coaching one of the teams. Miserable experience with him, but maybe he was like, oh, if I do a good job here, I'll get back on an NFL sideline. It is an insane thing to do, and I was down there consuming it all.
You think spring football is ever going to work? They keep trying it in all these different ideas and iterations.
I don't think spring football can be popular the way they want it to be here in the United States. I think what they try to do with the international games, they should just do spring ball.
Well, they had that with NFL Europe, yeah. And that was, you know, 25 years ago they did that, and people say, oh, it failed. It's a different time now.
Right. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I think if you put a spring league in Europe, I think it would be successful.
You have to pick the right places, too. I was actually a couple weeks ago looking at the NFL Europe thing. Part of the problem was that they just weren't in locations that had a taste for American football.
Right.
So if you pick the right cities, I'm sure you could drop any guys out there playing American football and people would consume it.
Teddy's going to dazzle us with some Christmas movie game show coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a disabled vehicle that's blocking the left lane and causing about a 15-minute delay on eastbound 670 at 5th Avenue. It's moving slow there from Cleveland Avenue. And there's also slow traffic on northbound 270 on the West Outer Belt from Tuttle Crossing Boulevard to 161. This report is sponsored by franklincrisiscare.org. Are you or someone you know feeling overwhelmed by a mental health or addiction crisis? The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Learn more at franklincrisiscare.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
11 and a half. That's not the Buckeye football over-under win total. That's the amount of times Common Man wipes his crack. I'll take the over.
Oh, what's that smell?
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Joshua Perry's with me. You ever have a hemorrhoid?
Yes.
See, that's why. It hides up there. It sneaks up on you.
Oh, my God.
Timmy's out today. He'll be back tomorrow and then out again on Thursday. And then back on Friday. I don't know what the hell he's doing, but it sounds very shady to me.
So none of my business, really.
Well, I won't say anything else. Teddy, you ready?
Yes.
That's a long pause, Teddy.
I'm ready.
I'm not getting confidence from that.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Teddy's in charge of the game show today. What is the game?
All right.
And should I turn this music down so you can play your audio?
Probably. Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
But I'm going to play an audio cut, and first I'll start off with Joshua. I'll play a cut for you, and then you see if you can answer it or figure out what movie it is. If not, then it goes to Mike, and then we'll see if he can get it, and then we'll just...
This is like Family Feud rules?
Yeah. You can steal it.
I can steal it if
yeah,
you can't
and
get
then
it.
You get to go the next round.
All right,
so,
all right.
And I'll just play the cut, and then when it's done, you tell me the name of the movie.
This is all Christmas movies.
Yeah, Christmas movies or specials.
Specials. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
So mostly movies. All right, here is the first one.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
It's a movie that I have not seen. I'm going to guess that it's Elf.
Let's see. Yes, it
all is. All right, so I've never seen it. I've seen enough clips of it. I'm with you. This is, we should be done with Elf.
I am not an Elf guy.
Yep.
It surprised me you've never seen it, though.
I refuse to watch Will Ferrell movies as a rule.
Oh, really?
I think he's too over the top.
Okay.
I can't enjoy them.
All right. Teddy loves himself some Elf.
His best role was actually in Wedding Crashers, which was not a big role.
I could see that.
Yeah.
All right, Teddy.
All right. Common Man, this one here is for you.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Well, that's A Christmas Story is what that is.
You are correct.
One of my favorite Christmas movies of all time.
Seen it once.
Just once? They play it on a 24-hour loop.
It's not on the loop I'm watching.
All right, here we go. All right, Joshua, your turn. Here we go.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. And a Happy New Year.
You can always get me with a little Home Alone.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I think I
was going to steal it, because that's Home Alone 2.
Okay, here you go.
It's technically, yeah, Home Alone 2, but I'm going to give it to you.
It's a completely different movie entirely.
So if it was like Home Alone 3...
What does that mean?
Well, that's a completely different thing.
He's a guest. I'm going to give it to him.
Okay, fine.
They had, audio for
me. I challenge to the commissioner. Well, who's the commissioner?
I am the commissioner.
I know. Yeah. I just got denied.
All right, you're denied. All right, Colin, man. Here's an audio one for you. Here we go.
Look, Daddy. Teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right.
Attaboy, Clarence.
It's a Wonderful Life, which also sucks.
Your favorite movie.
It's my mom's favorite.
I think the town is much more exciting when it's full of gambling and sin.
Oh my gosh.
It's wonderful.
I know, Colin, man, you love that. That's why I saved that one for you.
All right, what else?
All right, here we go, Joshua, your turn.
And we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny f***ing K. And when Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of holes this side of the nut house.
This is not one I've seen, and it's one I feel like I should see because that clip was kind of hilarious. So I'm going to have to pass on this.
Christmas Vacation.
That is correct.
Christmas Vacation. You never seen Christmas Vacation?
Takes no. The lead.
I'm not deep on the movies, you know?
Nobody's walking out on this fun, old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no. We're all in this together.
Hilarity ensues.
Yeah.
The family comes over. It goes poorly. That's my description of Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
Teddy?
All right, Colin Man, you won that one, but you get to keep going here. This one here is for you.
Oh, she won't worry. I mean, I'm here, and... oh, these cookies! I gotta get the recipe from Les. Put that cookie down! Now!
It's Jingle All the Way.
It's one of my favorites.
You like
I love Jingle All the Way. Turbo Man!
I want to save that one for you if I knew you're a big fan.
That's right. You already helped him out with the home run. What are you doing?
Hey, I'm trying to help him out. All right, let's go here. This one is for Joshua, and let's keep going here.
Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more.
Give me a little Grinch action here.
That's the OG Grinch.
It is.
That's the cartoon Grinch.
Which I enjoy. I like the second one better. Have you seen the little animated one that just came out?
No.
A couple years ago? It's the third one. No.
Just a different story?
The story is a little bit different. Cindy Lou, who's trying to help her mother, you know, wants to show appreciation. The Grinch steals Christmas and doesn't realize it. And that's the thing that brings him back around is this little girl who didn't even want gifts, just wanted something for her mom.
Look at you. Opening my horizons to new Grinch movies.
Here we go.
All right, let's go. Out. My turn.
Yeah, here we go.
Did you see him?
No, sir. But sometimes seeing is believing. And sometimes the most real things in the world are the things we can't see.
That's the Polar Express is what that is.
You are correct.
Read the book. Have not seen the
you
movie.
You have not seen the movie?
No. It's been on in the house when I've been.
There is a kid, an annoying kid on the train in the Polar Express who sounds like this. Oh my God. Hey. And I think of Tom Brady because that's how Tom Brady sounds to me doing Fox games.
That is hilarious.
I think it was pass interference on that play. What do you think?
I'll watch it just for the kid now.
All right, Teddy.
All right. Joshua, your turn. Here we go.
Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, this is sort of a trick here, Teddy.
I'm lost on this one.
Now I have a machine gun.
I'm not going to get it.
Ho, ho, ho.
All right, I'm gonna steal it, but I do in protest for Joshua because it's not a Christmas movie. It's Die Hard.
Some people say it's a Christmas.
People say that's a Christmas. I've never seen it.
But it's set at Christmas, but it's not a Christmas movie.
Some people would say it's the best Christmas movie.
Okay.
Some people would say that.
All right, so I stole it.
Way to go.
I get the point.
Yeah, you get the point. You were rolling along. Yeah,
do I get another one?
You're up a couple points.
Yeah, it's your turn here. So let's go ahead and let me find you another good one here. All right. And here, I'm looking. I got a bunch of them here. Sorry. All right, here we go.
We elves try to stick to the four main food groups. Candy, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
It's elf again. What is this, amateur hour? You got two elves?
Hey, that's one of my favorite movies.
All right, I'm still perfect.
I know, you just keep nailing all of these. You're killing me. All right, Joshua, then it's Joshua's turn. Here we go. And let me give you this one.
What do you want? You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down. Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Got nothing for you.
It's That's It's a Wonderful Life again.
That's right. I was trying to, use one that we kind of used before, the same movie. But, sorry, Joshua.
Man, you're giving Joshua all the old white people movies.
But I said my mother loves that movie.
He said yes. So I thought maybe he had seen that.
Well, it's been on. I was not watching that.
One more for me?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I've won the game.
You're kind of running away with this one.
Don't rub it in.
All right, let's play this one.
I think you're cute. I'm cute!
Magnificent!
I'm cute! She said I'm cute!
Is that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Yes, it is.
Have you ever watched that? The Claymation special?
I have. It's been a long time.
It's freaky, actually.
I felt like Claymation was a freaky genre era period.
Well, it's just everyone's so mean in that movie, too.
So I have a theory that Christmas movies are generally depressing. The themes are not the best. And then by the end, people are supposed to feel good, but they make you feel bad at a certain point.
Yeah, because I've always said that Hallmark movies, the Hallmark Christmas movies.
Sure.
They're very predictable, right? Like, big city girl gets stuck in a small town, doesn't have time for Christmas, but then she meets
the farmer
or her ex-boyfriend, and then they fall in love and she finds the true meaning of Christmas. But in order to keep people honest, I think one out of every 10 Hallmark movies has to end in total disaster.
Okay.
Like a comet hits the earth, or you gave me an STD, and the movie just ends. One out of every 10. I'm not saying all of them.
The STD ending would be of interest. It feels very Housewives adjacent.
You gave me gonorrhea.
and then the movie just ends. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
I want to give Joshua just one last one. It's a short one. I want to see if we can same way a winner.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
This is Home Alone.
Yeah, that's the OG Home Alone.
Yeah, that's
the first one.
Yeah. So I gave an easy one.
Thank you, Teddy.
Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch out for an accident that's blocking the center lane and causing a couple-minute delay on northbound 71 on the south side between Greenlawn Avenue and 315. And we've got a slowdown on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Easton Way and 670. This report is sponsored by Allstate. Wish you could save on home insurance? With Allstate, you could easily save and get quality protection. Yep, it's a win-win. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Can't get enough of your favorite fan content? Good news, we're on all the digitals. Follow 971 The Fan on X, Facebook, YouTube, The Talk, and Gram. Your digital home for endless shenanigans. The Fan. The Lindsay
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
It's almost Football Friday. All play and no work.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football, The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. We have Jackets Hockey at 6:30. Jackets hosting the Ducks tonight. Joshua Perry is with me today. How'd it go for you today?
I thought it went generally...
easy breezy?
Well, a lot of areas of improvement. I'll watch back the tape and let you know.
All right. Watch the game film. You told me earlier that you're a big fan of the Grinch movie with Jim Carrey.
I love that movie.
I'm reading this story right now about how Jim Carrey almost quit during the filming of that movie.
Why?
He apparently was so uncomfortable with all the makeup and stuff they had to put on him that he would have panic attacks on set. He'd be balled up, and like Ron Howard, the director, would have to go up to him and try and coax him out of his funk that he was in. He several times volunteered to give the $20 million back that he was making for the movie if he could quit.
Tortured artist.
But he made the movie, and there you go.
Jamie Foxx told a similar movie when he was shooting Ray, and it wasn't that he necessarily wanted to quit, but they glued his eyes shut so he could actually be blind.
While he was filming
that movie. And so, you know, the crew would go on break and everybody would peace out for lunch and they would just be like, all right, Jamie, we'll see you later. And they would just leave him there.
They forget.
So he was like, yeah, it'd be some lonely lunches over there on the set.
Man. Now, I remember when Grinch was first getting made, there was a big scuttlebutt. The studio wanted, they're like, hey, we're paying Jim Carrey $20 million. Just paint him green. We want to see Jim Carrey. And Ron Howard and the makeup artist was like, no, it's a Grinch movie. We have to make him look like the Grinch. Now, would you still enjoy the movie if it was simply Jim Carrey painted green?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So you admire the dedication?
100%. The whole point of seeing the Grinch is that he looks like the Grinch. You paint a guy green, it just looks like a guy who fell in paint.
Back page. Let's do it.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
All right, a couple things. A couple Buckeyes are at the top of the NFL Rookie of the Year betting odds. Travion Henderson is plus 190 right now. Emeka Buka is plus 200. Talk about those two guys and the success they've had in the league.
I mean, Travion Henderson to me was the clear running back one in last year's draft. I was not high on Ashton Jeanty the way a lot of people were. And watching Travion get the ball and then take it 70, 75 yards as he's done a couple times this year is proven. Emeka felt like the guy who could go into the league right away and have success. Route technician, got a thicker lower body, runs well, catches everything that's thrown his way. He's a quarterback's best friend. So no shock there. Quinshon Judkins also in the mix in the odds. Like, he's super far down the board, and that's because the Browns stink. But he's been really good as a rookie as well.
We are living in the golden era of wide receiver talent when it comes to Ohio State football. With Brian Hartline moving on, do you think that just naturally takes a step back? Or has Ohio State cemented themselves as wide receiver U?
I mean, there were a lot of good players before Brian Hartline got there. Maybe not to this level, but I think players will understand the plan that Ryan Day and company will have for them, and they will still want to go to the Ohio State University. Brian Hartline, huge part of that, right? Like, killer recruiter, great developer. Ryan Day is going to hire somebody else.
This is Ryan Day's offense.
He's going to hire somebody else who will be able to come in and sell that and then develop the guys.
Jim Harbaugh was on Dan Patrick's show today. Mm-hmm. He was talking about Sherrone Moore. He said he texted with Sherrone Moore. Said, keep it together and take care of your family. He said that was the message. Giving spiritual guidance is really critical. When you look at Michigan, you know, they're going to have an investigation now. They're going to head the investigation, I guess, into the athletic department. Do you think that Michigan is fundamentally broken?
Fundamentally broken is probably a strong way to put it. I mean, they have problems, and I don't know what it stems from. But it seems like it would be difficult to hire as many guys who have gotten in trouble as they have hired. So I don't know if they don't vet people properly. I don't know if the environment just says break the rules. Whatever is going on up there, though, they have to stop. And again, wild to hire a law firm to investigate. By the way, the law firm has a bunch of Michigan alums that work for it.
Course,
so
of course it does.
Like, what are you going to find? But they have issues. And again, to me, it would seem that you need to evaluate the AD, You need to hire a coach that's squeaky clean, might not even be the best guy to win you games, and then take a look at the regents as well.
Should the conference get more involved in this? Because there's big money obviously to be had. Michigan is a valuable part of the Big Ten, but yet we haven't heard much from the Big Ten conference.
I don't think the conference and Michigan have the greatest of relationships based off of them interjecting in the Connor Stallions ordeal. So they're probably best to let it play out the way it's going to play out.
And Sharon Moore, I assume, is, I mean, he's not just finished at Michigan, he's probably finished coaching, period.
The wild part about that is, I think going to jail is what did it.
Yeah.
Had he just cheated on his wife with the staffer?
We've seen guys come back from
Bobby
that.
Bobby Petrino was an interim coach this year.
Hugh Freeze was calling prostitutes in the coach's office.
Was a coach this year. And then when he got fired, they promoted DJ Durkin, and a kid died on his watch in his program at Maryland. Anybody can coach again, but I think this kicking down the door and the whole butter knife thing is probably going to be the nail in the casket there.
Joshua Perry, it has been an absolute pleasure today.
I had fun.
I hope you come back and do it again.
If you have me, I will.
Well, I'm going to fire Timmy. Timmy's gone, and then you're here every single day.
I don't want that.
Teddy. Buckeye show's coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some slowdown due to an accident that's on southbound 270 on the east outer belt after I-70. Expect it to move slow from Main Street. And there's a 10-minute delay on westbound 670 between 270 and 315. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.